Hello, everybody.
Hello.
709, we're running late. And the Fuhrer.
The hounds of war have yelled.
Looks like Blobberton. Into the intro. Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to do a show here. I'm trying to do a show.
Thank you. Are you still playing that Shrek game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Oh, no, we have to say this for the show.
Never seen a drawing. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. The Internet. Sponsored by Dolsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to...
Green Wreck Radio.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
You know what I forgot to do?
What?
Turn the phones on?
Well, no, I didn't do that either.
Disconnect, reconnect?
No, I did that.
You did it?
No, I did that. No, I forgot to post on the website that we're having a show tonight.
Well, you got to post that we're not having a show next week because it's Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Are we having a show by the way?
No.
Oh, I thought we were.
Is John's final microphone. Is John's having a barbecue? Memorial Weekend?
Mm-hmm. I can kill that.
it doesn't matter to me.
There's a one-hit wonder.
What? Oh, that thing?
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys stink.
Like what?
The skin so soft is nauseating.
Skin so soft.
Why are you guys covered in skin so soft?
Because Tasso's backyard is infested. All right, enough with that, will you please?
What is that? Oh, Jesus. Does she have a new retarded toy? Okay.
I think it's so funny.
Okay.
It's from the Shrek website.
Really? I didn't know.
Okay. So anyway, we had Vex Styles since last night, and...
I don't think anything happened yet.
Nothing's happened yet. Nothing. John DeLow has been on, I mean, since like 7 o'clock this morning trying to get a raid going, and just everyone's just either in an LVON, or they're doing Plane of Valor, or they're doing a bot tower, or they're just... nobody wants to go.
I don't. I don't. What, do you finally got your key?
I got my key. I've got my key for sleepers. I'm all set.
You're all set. You want to go and do and...
And everyone's like, anyone want a LDO1 group?
Yeah, I know.
Anybody want...
I had an officer last night while everyone was trying to find... Hey, let's do an LDO1. I did it. It was actually two officers, including the guild leader.
Okay.
Okay, horrific.
You were on last night.
Yeah.
Around, what time did you call me? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I doubt I was on at 6.
What?
I doubt I was on at 6.
Because you guys took down an avatar, but avatar who?
Well, I don't think they took down avatar of anything.
Mm-hmm. No, because Hazel was in a group with me and left to go take down avatar.
What
do
you guys, by the way,
did Hazel come back?
Yeah, I know.
She's in Stone.
Oh, yeah.
She's not in our guild.
No wonder why. Okay,
because I said, are you in Legion of the Dead, and she said yes.
Knee-jerk reaction, I guess.
Yeah. Cat-like reflex?
Halion's back, though. Mommy came home.
Mm-hmm.
Causing enough problems.
But yeah, we had a quick Sont raid going, and I actually did it just before I got here, and I'm like, and have them like dinner, this, that, barbecue. You know,
well,
I'm like doing
on,
radio show.
It's a gorgeous day in May.
Yeah.
No,
no, but you understand. Vexstyle.
We are hurting for people. Our guild took a beating. Our recruitment has been fabulous of late.
Yeah.
We've been really getting a lot
of
people.
That's why I was invited
and
back.
And it's just... But no, but I mean, our recruitment is doing really well. It just amounts to getting, you know...
Hardcore raiders.
Right, and getting the hardcore raiders. We haven't gotten that many. We've gotten a lot of people. Well, but we're not getting as many hardcore raiders as you would like to.
This yeah. year, you have to admit, the spring, after the rain stopped, it has been gorgeous. I noticed half the people aren't on because they're like, yo,
what?
Man, I'm outside doing stuff.
No, because half the people, the really hardcore people, are sitting around playing anything else but EverQuest to
no,
try to...
they're
oh,
gone.
No,
no,
yeah.
they're not.
No, it has
no, they're not.
To
stop,
WoW.
Stop,
what
happened stop with your crybaby bullshit that EverQuest sucks and everyone stops playing it because it's really getting old and it's not true.
It is. Well,
actually,
when WoW becomes
live... How many
live,
things have you killed in Vexal this week?
It has nothing to do with that.
No, then
we've lost most of our people that we've lost to have gone on to other guilds, and they still play the game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
The people I'm talking about, to be honest, I told them, and they're like, hey, what have you been up to? Oh, I had a barbecue this week, and I was out working in the yard.
And most of those people have said at one point or another they want to see time before they quit EverQuest.
But whatever the case may be, they're still playing.
Mm.
They're still playing. There's nothing stopping these people from playing. When WoW goes live, maybe then you might see a real bleed. But right now, what?
So.
How many betas did they give out? 6,000? 5,000 betas?
Yeah, that's about it. Actually, probably only like probably only 3,000.
Okay, 3,000 betas? Trust me, that didn't put a dent in,
no,
in
I know.
The EverQuest
it
world.
It is the fact that it has been gorgeous.
It has been, so far,
month.
A very nice spring all that's across
New
the country.
York.
No, all across
well,
the country.
We're outside doing yard work.
That's where mm-hmm. I was all
no
day.
Choice.
That's what I did all day. I did yard work. All day yesterday I did yard work.
Yeah, actually,
and then I went and I did a couple LWNs and fell asleep in the middle of the second one. Yeah, these things happen. I still won, though. That's what woke me up. Now that I have I have sound.
No, you don't.
I got my sound fixed on the computer. That's what woke me up was the ding of winning.
Did you buy a sound card?
I bought a sound card. I bought two new speakers.
Wow.
All guilds right now are actually hurting for people, except for Stone.
Yeah,
because Stone will take people that most people won't take.
Yeah.
Actually, for the rating, my
no, honestly, you would think 3/4 of the people that left, you know, Legion of the Dead, to go to a higher guild. Higher guilds would normally not take them.
Well, they went to a higher guild, which was the one next step up.
Yeah,
they went
barely.
To Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
The guild diamond and for the raids they're doing, like the doing the bot towers and playing the storms and stuff, they're not hurting. They're
but
getting
done. Even Meph is saying that big guilds on Khazakh Thul are dropping recruitment requirements a lot.
You know why?
I think you guys should just go back to 58th level or 55th level and start taking people at that
you
level.
You want
to
know
then
why?
We'll go on, but then the thing that bothers us, and I don't disagree, but the thing that bothers me with doing that is we're back then to... Hot raids.
North Temple Machine.
No, forget North Temple. We're back to just Temple of Machine.
You could probably do North Temple Machine, rip people through there, because none of the none of the hardcore raiders are going to need any of the gear out of there, and you can equip a guild really fast with North Temple of Machine loot, especially when you can clear it in 8 hours.
Yeah. Less than 8 hours.
Yeah, I know.
We
run through it.
Hot.
No, you're talking about hot. I'm talking about North Temple of Machine. You don't run through North Temple of Machine.
We haven't done North Temple, but I'm talking.
I was
going to
say you don't
one.
Run through it. You your guild. Chances are your guild
Machine
wouldn't get
the
past the first dragon, so that's the problem.
Aerie.
No, Aerie's the hardest dragon of the whole bunch. He's the gatekeeper.
Right,
once
but
you break through
the
him,
first dragon. No.
Yeah, once you break through him, it's a cakewalk.
When we do
he's
the
more
raids,
of a pain in the ass
than
the hardest
one. We have about 8 or 10 groups
one.
Of mostly 60 and above. So.
Yeah, she's no longer in the wolves.
Oh, you're not in the wolves. Who are you in?
I'm in Crimson Steel.
Oh, I thought you were in the wolves, though. I was going to say the wolves.
But when we do raids like that,
we
it's a Zefcon raid.
We bailed.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. But
and
well,
Zefcon's has a good 10 guild.
I'm just saying,
now.
It's if you want to get people, you know, I mean, it might
right.
be, you know, hey, you know, look at Stone. Stone has, I would first get rid of alts. Alts can't be gilded just because you want to increase your roster. I mean, Stone's got 200 non-alts.
No,
in
they have
groups.
200 right players.
Yeah, they
active
have real
players.
Alts aren't that
they don't,
bad.
They don't get no. They don't guild their alts.
You know what it is like with my alts.
Actually, Jinda lost 3 boxes right now.
Yeah. Now that I dinged 45 and I'm getting up there with my cleric, I have the choice to say, okay, we're going to raid such and such. Do you need DPS? Do you need a slower or do you need a healer?
Yeah, because they're all about the same level. You're saying.
Well, they have.
I'm not
right,
all about the same level, but I got 20 levels to go with the last one, and she's good enough for almost anything. And I mean, I blew through 45 levels in less than a month.
Yeah, but at level 45, there's most there's a lot of places that where we're talking about rating that you ain't going anywhere near.
No, but I only have 20 levels, less than 20 levels to get, and I did
45. The hardest 20 to go.
Gino, not really.
Gino thinks we're cruel talking all over Snowdog.
It's because you guys are.
Sorry, I didn't think we were.
I think, well, she said, I think she said, you want to know why five times now.
Oops.
Oops. Sorry.
You guys do that every week. Thank you, Gino.
There you go.
But anyway,
that's what we need.
A lot of people have started, because with my cleric, I've noticed there's a lot of people who are there with their alts camped. Mm-hmm. So, like, we take turns switching out the group. Okay, Snowdog's going to buff everybody. Okay, let me get my cleric on to do this buff for everybody.
Oh, that's also a very common thing.
But what I'm saying is everybody's making new tunes now because mm-hmm. the hot zones are so good.
But
people
why would
are making that new tune that they want to try to play.
Because how many berserkers do you see?
None.
Actually, a lot.
No, I don't see any.
Low level, but once they hit high level, they just... People lose interest
and
in them.
And Pretty? You remember Pretty? She's a berserker. Damn good one, too.
What do you mean, damn good? What does she do in the group? We're still trying to figure that
main
out.
Main tank?
Oh, that doesn't last.
That won't last. That's like a ranger being
she's
a main tank.
She's about 46 now.
Okay,
oh, no.
That's why.
Tom,
that's why.
You met Pretty.
No, it doesn't matter.
She's I thought she was a warrior.
I thought she was a berserker, but I've grouped a lot of berserkers.
What are they, chain class?
She's a pink?
Leather.
Leather.
Yeah, she's a warrior because she's dual wields. I saw with two weapons.
It's possible.
Okay.
But I have grouped with berserkers, and I don't make... A lot of people are making berserkers, and they're doing good.
They're making them because they have fun with them, but once you reach a certain level...
There's just nothing for
them
to
do. They don't give you as much DPS as a rogue or a ranger do. They can't tank because they're a leather class. If you want a leather class, get a monk because they got feigned death.
And they got DPS, and
they have just as much DPS. The berserker class as a whole was a mixture of a couple classes combined... And a little bit weaker in every one of them. So it's turned out to be a useless class.
Yeah, basically what they wanted was something like, you know, they took a lot of stuff that the warriors were suggesting that we should have and basically put it into the berserker. And that's okay. Now, I still read, you know, the EverQuest message board, see what's going on.
Right.
Like, see, well, maybe they'll make one day the warriors actually, you know, to the point where they don't want to be paladins.
Actually, I was grouping with a warrior last night. And he was talking about the new crit, how we can hit this thing every, 25 minutes or 5 minutes that makes every one of his hits a critical?
Yeah, for 30 mm-hmm. seconds.
For 30 seconds.
26 seconds, I think it is.
Whatever it is.
Well, at level 48 or whatever. But he's having fun with his warrior. He's loving his warrior.
Yeah, but
oh, no, I agree. And the warrior, when you reach high-end game, you're still going to need a warrior to do the tanking.
Not always.
Not
we
always,
do.
But you're going
Look
to.
Look at Vexel.
Fast Eddie.
Who do we have tanking
is
Vexel?
He a warrior?
For 99% of the contest.
We have a knight that does it so he holds aggro better mm-hmm. until a named comes, and then we pull out the warrior.
Yeah, but you know what? I live through the named, you know what I'm saying? With no problem. Without defensive up. So I definitely think you could have the paladin tank everything in there. Easily. There's nothing that requires defensive because you would see me dying in 3 minutes. Once 3 minutes was up, you'd see me die.
Vexthal was built and put out with a highest level of 60.
Right.
Okay, when the highest level in the game was 60.
Mm-hmm.
Not when there was defensive AAs, not when there was 65th level. Yeah. All of this stuff
but
came
then
after Vexthal did.
Even with
so
Pop.
That's made things...
Yeah, but even with Pop, they have, you know, they have paladins tanking gods.
You know, but they are by far the most uberest of paladins. I was playing with a warrior in LDON yesterday from LD.
Yeah.
One of the better, uber time guilds. It was a joke. He showed us the weapon he was using. You know, damage 60, delay 38.
Blade of War?
No. It was some mace or something.
Oh.
But it was damage 60. It had 230 hit points, 230 mana. Plus 30 to all stats. It was a nutty weapon. And unbuffed, he was like 8,200 hit points or something stupid. And he hadn't even gotten buffed yet. And I'm like, Good God.
Yeah.
You know, and then the buff started, and he's over 10K easily buffed and whatever.
Meth has a...
We wandered through LDON like it was like... The druid was healing him once in a while. Go, oh, yeah, wait, I have to heal you? Oh, here.
I just double-checked. Our puller is a warrior. Not puller, main tank. And he does one hell of a job.
No, he should be a warrior. That's the whole part of the game.
And it's...
I could take a million plat, go into the bazaar, build a paladin that would tank better than him. You know, and not a million plat, probably even less. Just
no,
regular paladin gear. You know,
no.
But you
a
can
paladin
get
gear.
The million plat.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know? Yeah, but if you're going to spend a million plat to tank out a paladin to do
I'm
better than a warrior, you have to do the same with the warrior.
Yeah, but the warrior.
You have to put them on the same level.
Yeah,
you can't tank some, tweak listen, some guy out listen. And say, oh, the untweaked warrior, you can do better than
that. No, you want to bet? You take a warrior into the bazaar and buy him the best gear, and you take a paladin into the bazaar and the best gear, the paladin, hands down, will be 100% better tank than him. Hands down.
And that may be...
But the paladin, first of all, for taunt and
that
stuff...
That sucks, though. That sucks.
They only get, like, four abilities
I'm not saying it doesn't suck.
And it doesn't last very long, period.
Who?
It's...
The paladin's little...
You know, paladins have stun spells, which are huge aggro.
Right.
Right?
They can
but I hate to tell
aggro
you this,
down.
If the warriors weren't has a weapon that has a proc... I've gone
10 minutes without a proc before.
Right, well, but they gave you the weapon affinity now,
so you
should proc a whole lot more.
May I interrupt for a second?
Paladins can put the stun things on their weapons, too.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Go ahead.
This is a shout-out to anyone who owns a copper hammer or striking and is not a warrior, knight, or otherwise. If you're a monk or any other person that can use a copper hammer or striking... And if I'm the warrior in the group, put the fucking weapon away.
Oh, that was like when we were doing Lost Dungeon Raya with a monk with a Scepter of Destruction thing procs anarchy. It's like a stun and, you know, and
oh, great.
You know, and like a shitload of damage.
I had,
and
yeah.
It procs a lot.
I had a fight. I had
she
a
was
fight.
Was constantly pulling aggro off of me.
Last LDO when I did with Blops, I had a fight with a monk.
Mm-hmm.
A 30th level monk with a copper hammer striking, of course.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. No. It was me. No, I'm sorry. No, it was Shizma. It was a higher level, and they voted me main tank. I could not stop this freaking creature from. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Is there any special ability that you're pulling aggro on me? I don't know. Dude, link your weapon, Copperhammer. I'm like, motherfucker, dude, put it away. I like it. It gives me more damage. I'm like, dude.
The proc is almost like barely nothing damage, though.
I know, but...
Yeah, but it's a super aggro proc.
Right.
Did
you go buy your level 9 spear spell back again?
What?
Did you go buy your level 9 spear spell
Yeah, again? I had to go buy my freaking spear spell and my first darkness spell.
First darkness spell is awesome aggro.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you had to go back and get them, right? Just to hold aggro.
But I'm like constantly, you know, every time he turns...
I've deleted most
of my
casting low-level spells.
I'm like... Dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, I'm a cleric now, and I'm learning why clerics, first of all, always say It's a given. But when a cleric says the main tank or the puller should not grab 5. I said
oom
the other
before.
Night, next thing I know, there's 5 in there, and somebody's like, well, why didn't you chain heal him? Don't
I'm
you know
out
what
oom
means?
Mana.
Well, why'd you area heal? Well, because area heal takes me 5% mana. Chain heal takes me 25% mana. I had 6% mana. 100 hit points heal is better than nothing. You
but they
dumbass.
They do that.
I said, let me passy. Wait till I med. Pull 5.
Oh, God. When I play my card, that's the thing. I said, listen, main tank. I want to heal the main tank only. If the caster, if the caster gets aggro, he's getting a res, not a heal.
I
tell them
the
that ahead of time. And then they still yell at me.
I don't mind healing the casters because sometimes the main tank, they wait till 80 and hit a nuke, and the main tank just doesn't have aggro good enough. And he's never going
to
have it, and that Wizzy gets smacked.
Back to what I was going to bring up before is with a paladin, as soon as he hits stun, the difference between the biggest difference I see between a warrior and a pally tanking is the pally pretty much locks aggro.
On incoming.
So what happens is, right away, your casters, your DPS, can start.
Once they start, though, you have to keep hitting stun or you lose.
But it doesn't matter. But he already
his
has
job
it.
Is to tank.
But he already has the aggro.
In other words, you can slow an incoming. You can, you know,
right. The shaman can start immediately nuking, slow. Yeah.
But after the shaman comes, the chanter does something. I'm stunning again, or I'm lost aggro.
I've played in groups. Okay, when I used to play. When I played in groups, I'd be grouping with people that are used to having a paladin as a tank. And they've actually said, oh, I keep forgetting you're a warrior. They actually say that. Because they get aggro. And they get aggro to the point where, you know, I just can't. You know, I
get it back. Look,
I can't.
It's the person.
Taunt doesn't work.
It's not you.
You know, I have to hit air effect.
Some people need to learn.
Well, that's the point. When you play with a pally tank,
that's what I'm trying to say.
You don't have
about
to learn.
Game. That's what I'm trying to say.
You don't have to do anything.
With pally
you just launch
so
it.
Stunned, and then all of a sudden I slow, and I slow too soon. I got aggro, my ass getting bitch slapped. It don't matter.
No, I don't know. When Fandahar, our guild leader, who happens to be a
pally,
the only time anyone else really gets hit and beaten up is if he dies. Beyond that, he says assist.
Right
and
away.
We just unleash everything of 40 people could cast whatever the hell
right,
they want on this
till
guy.
He says assist.
But you don't understand, he hasn't actually hit the mob yet. He calls assist while the mob is running in with the puller.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference between him
and
me.
As soon as he hits him with that first stun, he calls assist.
I have to
and
wait.
It's over with.
I've grouped with warriors,
and we
I'm not joking, who have done the same thing. I've been able to slow when the thing's at 99%. And not get aggro. It's all depending on who's playing that tune.
So you're trying to say I can't play war?
No, but I guarantee if me and you were to
I had a Blade of Carnage, and the Hammer off of Zanamek, and both of them were augmented with anger. And you could pull aggro.
But I'm saying
you could pull, if you slowed, you know, at incoming, if I didn't get a proc off, it doesn't matter. He's going to run. And if it,
right.
Of course, I hate the, you know, the slowers that sit 300 feet away from the mob. And they hit slow. As soon as, you know, basically, I get two swings on it.
Right.
If I don't proc.
It's gone.
And then it goes right past me because the slow hits.
And it runs right into where all the casters
and
are.
And no, and I hit taunt.
And that's also the person who's playing the shaman. It's their fault.
Well, no, that's why Jondalar, when he goes, he runs up to the mob.
Slows,
off to its
to
side.
Feet.
Off to its side.
Right.
And we'll, he, in other words, I'll be here.
I'll be, can you see this?
No, I guess not. I'll be standing in front. He'll be standing off to my side. The mob comes in. I attack the mob. He'll slow it. And if
the mob turns on him, he just turns. He
right.
stands in the same spot.
Right.
Just
and I
turns.
Can hit taunt, and he's right next to me rather than being 30 feet behind
right.
me.
We've right. played together, Van. First thing I do is I hit Mallow. So while I'm casting Mallow, it gives you enough time to get enough taunt so that when I hit my slow, you basically got your aggro. If
I'm
not,
just saying, when we're
you're
running
right
around,
in front of me.
Right, when we're running around VT, I mean, Fandahar will literally... I mean, when he first... When we first did VT, one of our problems that we had was that he was a little bit slow at calling assist because he wanted to get three stuns off before he would call assist.
But it wasn't even that.
But and then people were off tanking, and what he would do was
there it is.
What he would do was he would try to get aggro off the off tank.
So they're all on him.
Well, once we kill one, then he turned to the next one who was now being off tanked. He would cast stun after stun after stun until finally the aggro. Now, this off-tank has been sitting there for the last 3 minutes beating the shit
right,
of this
so
thing all by himself. No one else has been there.
One or
so
two
he's got
stuns
all the aggro.
Doing it.
And he's
yeah,
got
one
he's
or two stuns.
It, and he's tanking it fine, obviously.
Right, and one or two of these stuns ain't going to cut it. So he would wait until he finally would get enough aggro built up that the
that's
thing would turn on him.
Telling you, Van, to shut up because they're going to nerf his paladin.
But they would turn on him, finally, and then he would call assist. So somebody, I'm not sure who, but somebody talked to him about it and said, look, you don't have to. Just turn, target the next mob. The off tank already has the aggro.
Right.
And just call assist.
Yeah, like on a raid.
But when they all first come running in, though, he'll target one mob. Target it. You'll see him cast from a distance. You'll see his, you know, his tune go back and do that, whoo! And as soon as you see him get done, you see the assist come up.
Yep.
Before he's even taking a swing,
because
casters
he'll get,
are
he'll,
unleashing on
he'll
this thing.
He'll get the second stun off of it on
what
it before
stun is
the casters.
Using, though?
There's a million stuns. I mean, you can use your low-level ones. You can use your high-level
ones
that do some damage.
Your low-level ones aren't doing that type of aggro.
No, stun itself, it doesn't matter. Just regular stun spell. Your ninth-level stun spell, cease.
Not doing
cease
that
and
type
desist.
Of aggro.
That's what they use. They usually use cease and desist. Fast casting, low mana.
At 56, you're
boom,
not
boom.
Getting me instant aggro. Ask Tom. We've grouped together. I do cease and desist. Tom's like, hey, I'm getting my ass kicked.
Well, whatever the case may be, I'm just
are
saying.
Are you actually hitting it too?
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem.
We don't have taunt. I'm almost positive. Don't we have taunt?
Paladins
no.
Get taunt.
Paladins have taunt.
Do they Paladins have taunt?
We don't have
taunt. Shadow Knights have taunt.
Shadow Knights have taunt.
Rangers
Paladins
have
taunt.
Rangers have taunt. How does a Pally not have taunt?
You stun and Meth? You taunt at the same time.
There we go. That's why she's
yeah, that's why she's not keeping aggro. She's
no,
just using the stuns.
If we do, I use it, but if I don't have the little thing, 1 second.
Yeah, wait a minute. Meth will put up.
Meth.
Meth. Help Meth.
Meth. Meth. Meth.
Shit, I asked my guild.
Oh, my God. No wonder why.
Oh, that's a screenshot for a web page.
Yeah, they do.
Isn't it? You don't get it till like I don't think you get it innate. I think you got to train it.
What?
Train? Well, I guess that's not as bad as a warrior going.
I just can't remember.
I didn't train taunt.
Due to my last guild not allowing me to play my paladin, I haven't really played my paladin in like 5 months.
Paladins get taunt.
But now I just heard news as I was leaving. I don't know if everyone remembers how I got my nephews all involved in EverQuest.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all quitting.
Why?
Summer's coming up. They're all 12, 13.
Oh, yeah. They want to get laid.
Done.
They want to see daylight.
They want to see females. Well, no, they're done. One said he's getting another game. He didn't know the name of it right away because his friend wanted to get him into it. It's a PS2 game online. He doesn't know what it is, but he's buying
EverQuest Online.
He's buying EverQuest Online.
EverQuest, yeah. No,
but he's
Final Fantasy's on PS2.
Well, whatever, but he's buying something new. Dragon. And so they told me they're going to give me all their gear and cancel all their accounts.
Any of them have a cleric that's Uber?
No.
They're not Uber.
Wait.
No, none of them are Uber. Well actually, one of my nephews, I found out, actually bought Plaid Online. I couldn't believe it when he told me. I was like, you're kidding, right?
With whose money?
His. He's 13 years old, whatever. You know, his friend was doing a lot of it, so he just gave his friend a little bit of money. In.
They do have taunt.
Yeah, I was wrong, but it's been so long since I played my paladin.
That's right.
But
and
yeah,
my
no,
paladin
that's
never
why
tanks. I might have deleted the tonky so I couldn't use it.
Yeah, actually, I got.
Because if you're not the main tank, you don't want to be sitting there hitting the taunt by mistake.
Okay. You don't delete it.
You have gotten better at taunt.
It's not in
the hot
too.
It's not in your hotkey, is all.
Right, but you just right-click and it's back. Well, I unclicked it.
Yeah, I kind of made a couple of fatal mistakes in Mistmore. That was a fun time. I brought my necromancer in there, 24th level necromancer. I got him to 26th in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's but about right. I learned
a couple of fatal mistakes in there.
What?
You don't sit down. You don't med while
because when you sit down,
you
become
sit by the
first
zone.
Level.
Duh. I mean, it was incredible. We had a beast lord as a main tank. And I'm like that was a fatal mistake right there.
There's someone who needs to be nerfed. Is beast lords?
Oh, no,
said
beast lords need to be way nerfed, but they won't.
Fails a lot.
Gotta keep taunting a lot.
I don't really don't care.
Yeah,
if they nerf them or not anymore.
So anyway, no.
Well, you know what pissed me off?
Any
class.
Now, do you know what pissed me off even more?
Let's finish talking.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry,
so the beast lord was a main tank. Backup tank was a rogue. And
wow. Look.
I think that was your cleric at the time?
What were you playing?
A necromancer.
Oh, jeez. Your
so anyway,
pet would tank better than a rogue.
No, here's the dilemma right now. I never got into research. My 24th level pet spell, I can't get. I got to research it, and I never got into research, so I'm waiting for the next pet. I'm like, screw it.
Maybe I should take my my necro that I still have on Tasa's account.
Irony?
Go far. Yeah.
The one you've been playing and telling everybody you haven't been on EverQuest with?
I haven't been playing her.
Somebody has, because I've been doing Who All Friends, and his name's been coming up.
Her name.
Or whoever. Because that's Tom. I was like, you know, Irony's on.
Anyway. So, the rogue...
Somebody using my account?
I don't know.
If they were, they'd be using Tasa.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, I was running low on mana after I dotted the crap out of the guy, and I sat down. They pulled five. Four of them came at me.
That's because you dotted the crap out of them.
No, I did dot the crap out of the one that was the Beast Lord, and he stayed on the Beast Lord. But the four ones that were pounding on the Beast Lord.
Well, since you sat down, looked at you and said,
"Well, that's
neat."
But that's why you always. That's why whenever we're in one of the Uber zones and we're pulling something. A lot of the pullers now have a thing that says incoming blah blah blah.
Get up.
Yep. Because we got the first time we did Emperor, we got clobbered because a cleric sat down at the other side of the room where all the casters were. And as soon as we got aggro, the Emperor went.
Ah!
Right. And before anyone could do anything, all the clerics and casters were dead.
But you learn that right off from Vindy when you do the Vindy raid, not the sit, because whoever's sitting is getting automatic aggro.
Yeah, that's how we wiped two after our war the first time.
Somebody asked me sat there, to cast sat down, right?
Same person?
And I didn't have it loaded. Sat down, pulled Vindy from the middle of the thing. He came down and just slammed me.
It was me. What? Oh. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Anyway.
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Nature calls. But anyway. So my nephews told me, because now most of their initial gear they started off with. Most of their initial gear they started off with.
Yeah.
I bought for them. I gave them all. You know, I gave them nice startup stuff. And then they since improved and whatever, so now they said they'll give me everything. But I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to, if they just give me all their gear, I ain't got enough slots in my bank to hold it all, so it's going to be interesting.
Actually,
when I figure it all out.
If you buy the trader bags and you put them in every slot, you can hold almost, what is it, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 times 80. 10 is 100, and then 2, 4, 6, you can hold about 200 to 300 things.
Yeah.
160, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You start working on trade skills, something fierce.
196.
And see how much shit you got in your bank.
Oh, I know.
I have two bags in my what the hell is that? The thing that you can transfer from player to player?
Right.
Blobber.
I have that, plus...
Make a mule.
What?
Make a mule.
I have a couple.
So you fill theirs?
No, I'm going to. That's what... When it comes time... I thought I was going to have to with the Coldan heads. Well, actually, I did with the Coldan heads, because I'm trying to get the my KT faction up. So you kill all the Coldans, and you got to get their heads, and then you go into Kale and you hand their heads in to Captain whoever it is, and that raises your KT faction.
All right. So wait. Is he indifferent to you, or is he?
Right now, he's an ally to me. I wander all through Kale now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm ally, except to KT. I only got him up to kindly, but everything else is ally. I wander through Kale and go. Hey,
go say hi to Vindy.
You know, I tried that. He attacks.
Yes, of course.
He attacks. It really. No, I thought maybe he would be ally too.
Yeah, for some reason he's not.
I walked right in. I was walking because I'd never been in the arena.
Yeah. Can Vindy be soloed by anybody?
No. He could be single grouped. If you pull.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like Nagi was finally soloed by somebody.
If you pull
that, yeah.
That was a monk.
That was a monk, and he used a lot of healing potions and.
Which they nerfed the crap.
And he tweaked the crap out of him. You know, they buffed the crap out of him.
Well, I'm saying, if you uber buff somebody with everything great in the game, could somebody solo him?
Well, let me put it this way.
If he had charm, you know, somebody
charmed. Is it possible to do it with two, maybe? I think so.
Probably if you had like two wizards.
Because
with
no. You need somebody who has right. You need somebody
with a lot of hit points and then
somebody. No, you don't. You need somebody. There's a guy by KT, by King Tormax.
Oh, he's a shaman.
We've talked
right. Who slows? Right.
Who can slow? Yeah.
If you get somebody to make him a pet, and a cleric,
he can slow Vindy.
You can slow Vindy and then let him
tank.
Tank the shaman. Tank Vindy and heal him. So you might be able to do it with two.
I'd say three.
Maybe one extra hard-ass DPS.
One extra healer.
You think you need two people healing? Would Vindy slowed?
Probably. How much does this guy slow for? Is he?
He's a shaman. He slows for, what, 65, 75%?
Right, but is he a max slowed or is he not?
No, he max slows. They,
okay.
They don't get, you know, so he'd be barely swinging.
Yeah, so I'm saying. Vindy wouldn't be swinging
how
much.
How many hit points does Vindy have?
No clue. I have no idea.
A lot.
A lot. I don't
it used to be an insane amount. Now it's like, man, he dropped fast.
Yeah, I know.
Like
we go
minutes.
To now, everyone goes, hey, look, a Vindy raid. Oh, okay. We're bored. Well, they killed King Tormax last week, which pissed me off because I hadn't quite got my
faction up
enough yet. So if I had known, I could have ran in right before them, handed my head in, and then I could have killed them, which would have been real fun. But,
Hi. I'm pulling.
Yeah. But, no, so I'm up to kindly now, so I got another probably 50 heads or so to go.
What are you killing? Where are you killing Colden?
So you KOS and Thurg?
Oh, completely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually went into Thurg and was killing dwarves inside Thurg.
Yeah.
But they don't drop heads. It's really annoying. Well, I guess they might, but I killed like 10 or 15, and then I ended up having a train.
Nah.
They kind of got a little crazy, and...
Isn't that funny? They're all green to you too, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
but
when
they can kick your ass.
Well, when there's 15 of them beating on you and they're all hitting for 50 or 60.
And you go down quick.
Guy pulled the 40-odd things and missed more. I'm like, yeah, it's Snow Dog. I'm like, yo, Snow Dog's fucking dying.
Yeah.
I'm like, zone.
By the way, I became the Tangren bitch.
The Tangren bitch.
He tried to solo the Tangren, a 60th level mob in Field
of Honor.
No,
he was blue.
He is blue, yeah, but I still can't
Maybe
solo.
He's 55th. He might have been 55th.
55th okay. Runs at slow speed, quads for 400.
Yep.
Holy shit. And he, dude, I was stunned the entire time he was hitting me.
Did you die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because when that happened to me, I ran and, like,
he
gone.
Knocked me down to a red, one red. I actually ran across the water. He's slower when he's swimming. Got up halfway up the ramp.
That's what you need a gate potion for, because you're not enough that...
Ooh. Ooh. A loud phone call.
Pussy.
A loud phone call.
Pussy.
EverQuest Radio.
EverQuest Radio.
Hey, it's Kirk, Jenna calling.
Hey, what's up, Jenna?
I have no idea. Been playing a bit more Final Fantasy again, and I'm about to give Star Wars Galaxies a run for its money with this 14-day trial I've been hearing about, so...
Oh, they're giving free trials away for Star Wars Galaxies, huh?
Yeah, it...
Oh, good God.
You know, they're giving it away for a reason, I reckon.
Yeah. That's a death knell.
Just call the Sony and start complaining.
Yeah, the death bell is ringing if they start giving away free anything.
Yeah, actually,
especially Sony.
Wait a minute, how is it free? You can download the actual game.
You download the actual game. It's pretty big, and
then
I don't have the install anymore. So it's about a gig, I think.
Oh, I'll have to try it out just so I can.
Then you download it, and then they send you a serial key, but it's only for like 500 subscribers, I think. I don't know. I can't remember now.
Right.
Anyway, you get a key and you sign up, etc. I created my character, did a little tutorial, and got bored and quit. but a few of my friends who I managed to get started playing Final Fantasy are going to try to show me Star Wars Galaxies a little later. So. But we had some fun times on Final Fantasy. There's a boat which goes from like one major city to another. And so we went on that, and I'd never been on it before. So we all go on this boat, and it's like it takes 20 minutes real time to get to its location.
Oh, geez.
The old boats in EverQuest, yes.
So we're on there, and before we went, you can kind of be below deck or above deck, and I was always told, never go above deck. But anyway, we will go above deck, and we're looking around, and someone starts fishing. And in the meantime, we go kind of up, like higher up into the area where there's the driver, and you can talk to him and he'll tell you how long it's going to be until you arrive.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this giant flying octopus thing is on deck. And it's called a sea horror. Now, this is something that you, like, hear about regularly. It's like a notorious monster you have to be, like, level 70 to kill.
Ouch.
And it aggroes on sound. And everyone's like, don't move. And there's things like licking some guy's face on deck who was just fishing and pulled this thing up. It's like, everyone's just like, don't move, it's going to aggro. And we're all just stood there, dead still. There's this giant octopus going around on the deck. And it's like,
that's pretty cool.
It's like the first time I've ever been on it, and some guy fishes up a giant octopus.
Nice. Sea monsters, I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, you know, not so pleasant languages going around at him then. It's like, if we all die, and we're like, for 10 minutes, we're all just stood dead still watching this
That's cool,
like,
though.
Right next to us, is like, crap. Eventually, we dock and the octopus is gone and nobody moved, thank God. And, you know, we got there okay. It was quite exciting. It's the first time I've ever been on one of the boats. So that was quite cool.
And possibly the last time you've ever been on one of the boats.
Yeah. Apparently, you can get attacked by pirates, and the pirate ship pulls up alongside the boat, and all these, like, mobs jump on the boat and start killing everyone. So I haven't seen that yet, but it'd be quite cool to experience, I think.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
That fucking rocks!
That really rocks. What game
Holy
is this?
Shit.
Final Fantasy.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude, the fucking boats on EverQuest just suck ass because you're either too distracted or you're seasick. You're losing your stamina.
Yeah.
You do nothing. Except for, like, get your intimidation up.
That definitely sounds a lot better than, you know, it's 20 minutes. Like, wow, that sucks. And it's like, well, it doesn't sound like it sucks that bad.
Well, no, 20 minutes you have to actually pay attention.
There's a fishing spot on board. So you go on there, you can buy fishing equipment, go fishing. It's like, the thing is, though, when you fish, you pull up stuff like that.
Don't fish.
Don't fish. I'm like, no, I'm going to fish. You say drop in the water, and then you're like, everyone runs below deck.
Fishing is a new experience.
But that's not bad.
Yeah,
I mean, when we arrived there, I took some of my new friends. Well, not my new friends, but my friends who just started playing, and we're going to go to San Andreas, which is like the elven fishing is for like castles and things. So we start heading there. We're going to have to go across three really high-level big areas. And my friend, he gets killed by a mob, and he levels down, so he's naked, because he can't wear his armor that he bought.
Oh! So,
ouch.
As he's being chased whilst he's naked, he dies again. And he dies next door to somebody who's kneeling down, AFK, and then the mob kills the AFK guy. And, like, 2 minutes later, the AFK guy comes back, and his corpse is going, what the hell? Why did you come over to me? It's so funny. It's this dead little Tarotaro.
Yeah,
naked next to this guy who just been killed by this mob while she was away, like on the toilet.
I always tell my wife, whenever I walk away from the computer for a while, you know, I go AFK, unless I'm in a ridiculously safe zone, I always go back and go, I wonder if I'm dead.
Yeah, I've done that.
Because you just know someone's going to train you or something's going to happen.
I've done that before. I've walked upstairs playing like World of Warcraft. And right. Like, okay, I'm pretty safe on the side of this hill.
Right.
Come back, I'm in the graveyard. What the fuck?
You what happened? Then you go scrolling back to see how you died.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Bastard.
I mean, I've been playing on like the sandbox World of Warcraft servers, and they've implemented the emote smash. So I had to see that dwarf dance that you told me about, and yeah, it does look pretty bad.
It's a bad
break dance.
What
country are you from?
I'm from England.
What country are you from?
England.
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Damn.
England!
England!
Oh, fuck you all.
Sorry.
But, you know, and then I saw one of the other races, and they do, like, this strafing Michael Jackson slide thing. I was like, oh,
yes,
my God.
The...
Wacko Jacko.
The Dark Elf males.
I haven't seen that one. I think it was either a dwarf or an orc.
No, the... No, I haven't seen the orc dance, actually.
Oh, that
not
could be
yet.
Ugly.
Not yet.
Yeah, but
ugly.
I know the dark elves.
The female.
The lap dancing female, yes. Yeah.
Did you know they're increasing the polygon count of all the character models in World of Warcraft?
Yes. They said they were going to do that, which should be interesting.
Which is one thing which I really had to criticize about the game. That was my only kind of criticism, was that the models didn't really look all that good. I mean, they look really stylish, but it's like they look quite chunky.
Yeah, so they're going to increase the model count. They'll probably keep the same skins, but they'll just be rounder. So,
yeah.
You know, because they still want it to... They don't want it to look realistic. You know, they want it to look like, you know, Warcraft 3 did. You know, basically, you know, high-detailed skins, but basically, you know, still cartoony-looking. You know, that's the theme.
Yeah, I wonder if you ever do a female Night Elf doggy stuff, you grab everybody ears, can use them like a rain, yeah. Get on there, dog. Yeah, who's your daddy? Who's your troll?
It resembles a lot of Warcraft 3, which I guess makes sense, because it's like, hello, Warcraft. But
yeah, it's only like 50 years later.
It looks like a zoomed-in Warcraft, almost. But
actually, there was people that took Warcraft 3 with the editors and made World of Warcraft maps.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it basically looks pretty close, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely... I read from E3 they were talking about increasing the polygon count of all the tunes, so they, you know, everything looks better, which would probably mean all the mobs and everything get a graphical upgrade.
But doesn't that mean that it doesn't? Yeah, doesn't it create more need on the computer?
Well, right now, I mean, well, they
I'm just,
they reduce the lag,
or does it not? Does it?
But they reduced the lag because of, you know, they redid the entire world, like the way they handle the, you know, mountains and fog and stuff like that. So, yeah, it would probably, you know, put a little bit of an impact on it. I don't know
okay.
how much.
I'm just curious. I'm just,
you know, I still get, you know, I get pretty solid 30. I mean, I play it the max resolution with anti-aliasing on and, you know, antiscopic filtering, all the bells and whistles turned on.
But you have an older computer. For the average player, they're going to end up having lag.
I get that on my laptop, too. You know, on my laptop.
So far, it sounds like World of Warcraft's definitely less laggy than EverQuest is.
Actually, I've noticed EverQuest wasn't that laggy last time. You seem to be a little.
POK is still a disaster.
People
have the
POK
crash
POK
bug in POK.
Well, the crash bug, and it's just still laggy as hell.
Yeah.
See, I have no lag. I have that freezing up on the computer, but I have
lag.
that's just uber lag.
Is that strange? It's kind of. With Final Fantasy, every single server is located in Japan.
All
when
of them?
Playing it, It's as smooth as if you're playing a single-player game, and the actual adventures and quests and, like, just the boat journey. I mean, it plays like a single-player game, because, I don't know, I haven't played hardly any MMOs, but
right.
Before, they've never had things like pirates jumping up along on the ship, and it looks like a cutscene, but it's not, and it's like you're in the game. It's quite cool, but, you know.
Cool.
And that's just something I like about it. It kind of plays like a single-player game, and it's kind of like the adventures and things that you do are quite cool like that.
Well, yeah, that's what we were talking
the
about.
The graphics are kind of PS2-y, and really the best thing you can do is to play it with a PS2 controller. Otherwise, it's really quite hard.
Yeah, I don't... that's bad, though. I like my WASD.
Don't get me wrong. It's actually great to play on a controller. I mean, I'm not a console fan at all, but that game does play real nice on a controller. I mean, World of Warcraft, kind of, it controls like City of Heroes does. I mean, now I've played like City of Heroes before. I've stopped playing and now it's boring, but, they kind of, you know, you jump with space bar, left, right, just strafe, left, and right. That's like City of Heroes, really.
Right. Well, it's like any first-person shooter, you know.
Yeah.
WASD controls and, you know, Q and E will slide you to the left and the right, you know. So, alright, one thing, I played, Can You Jump?
Right.
In Final Fantasy, Can You Jump?
Oh, no. Well, saying that, if you become a Dragoon, one of your special abilities is that you can jump and take and stuff like that. But as a standard, no, you can't jump.
Well, jumping is a special ability?
Well, for a certain class it is, yeah. You can't really jump in it.
Okay, no, because I found that quite annoying when I played... There was that free 3-day demo for Guild Wars.
Yeah, I logged onto that once and didn't like it.
Yeah, you can't jump, and jumping just takes, you know, any kind of immersion to me. If you're unable to jump, it just takes, you know, it's like the wall is a foot high. Why can't I go over it?
Yeah.
You know, that's in Star Wars Galaxies. The cities don't have a big wall. They have this little one-foot-high wall that you can't get over.
Yeah. Oh, how annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like with the old games I used to play, like first-person shooters. When you shot somebody and they were near the edge of a cliff, no matter how tiny a body got, their little pinky would be on the edge of the cliff and their body would be floating over the edge. It's like, just fall off the edge.
Yeah.
That's something that really always used to bug me, and it's like that, I guess. Jump over like a little mint on the floor, and you can't get by it.
Yeah, but now they have ragdoll physics.
Oh, yeah, so that's all right now. I wonder when they put ragdoll physics in an MMO. That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, right. Actually, it kind of looks like that's what they're doing now, because when people die, they die in some weird-looking... There was a since the last push, like if you lay down and stuff, all of a sudden it looks like somebody just, you know, came by you and... just because you're all like, you know, your head's down by your crotch, your neck looks like it's snapped. I'm like,
and then the dwarf comes and starts dancing.
Yeah, the dancing was cool though. Hopefully they keep that in there. But yeah, the next push is very close. Actually, not, you know, push meaning next phase of beta where they actually patch again. There's phases of beta. We're in phase two now.
Right.
But there's also pushes. Each push delivers new content and higher levels and stuff. So I'm trying to get to 39 before the next push.
I heard that, like, EverQuest players are whizzing through the levels real quick in it.
Well, they've accelerated. The way it works now is they accelerated the experience gain.
Mm.
So you can, you know,
only
go
in certain
through
zones.
All of them. Well, no, we're talking about World of Warcraft. In World of Warcraft, because it's beta... Yeah, they don't want you. Yeah, they want you to actually sit there and grind, you know, through these levels pretty quickly. You know, not too quickly, but enough so you can see the content, but also not so it takes you 6 months. Basically, what they said is a casual player that starts playing the game to max level, which is going to be 60, should take 3 months.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So they want you to get to the max level very quickly. But, you know, the question is, you know, will they have enough stuff to keep you interested after that?
What
I was
going to
say,
if
a casual player does it in 3 months, then a hardcore player
does
it in a month.
Yeah, a month, month and a half.
And didn't they do this thing where...
I don't agree. I think they'll hurt themselves.
Well...
Besides hurting themselves, they're going to get bored real quick.
No, I mean hurting themselves, Blizzard's hurting themselves. Because people max out levels quickly.
Yeah.
and then be looking for something else to do.
But there's probably there's lots to do, though. I mean, that's again.
But what I'm saying
it's
is
a gear-centric game. You want more
it's
gear.
It's a gear-centric game, not a level-centric game. I understand
right.
that, but you want people to enjoy the levels as they go. Right.
Well, again, you know, if you're a heavy,
it took me
hard,
over what over hardcore, a year and a half,
yeah.
pretty much, to really max out level
but
on
the whole thing.
My main character.
The whole thing different about World of Warcraft compared to
yeah,
Gina.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, actually, let's let you go. So
you're going to have an expensive phone bill.
Yeah, it's been like
20
minutes.
I'm calling on a special budget line, and it's so cool, and it, like, diverts me across the world before I get to you, but it's...
Oh, work. No, kidding, no.
Well, hey, if it's not going to cost you anything, that's different.
Like,
okay, if it's not going to cost you anything...
You've got to think about it. People play Counter-Strike, and they're still playing it for, like, now, and I've had no new content for a million years.
Exactly.
So
well, okay.
World of Warcraft is good, even though if you hit the max level... You know, you're not going to be made a GM when you get to level, like, the max level or anything, but
right.
if it's enjoyable enough to play, I mean, most MMOs I couldn't imagine playing. It's like, I only play to get the new stuff. After that, it's going to be, like, boring.
Right, well, see, that's what I wanted to touch on a little bit. Yeah, but I want to let you go in case I start rambling, but if you can hang out, hang out. Basically, the whole premise of the game is, you know, when you level, you don't feel like you're leveling. It doesn't feel like you're pushing yourself to go. I mean, you do get, like, you know, I get my next spells at 24th level.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure at 23rd level, if I'm almost about to level, I'll stay on a little extra just to make sure I level. But a lot, you know, even today I was doing a quest. It was a four-hour quest. You know, it's the, you know, the big, you know, the first, it's the Van Cleef one. It's a big, you know, huge quest that culminates with you going in and killing this pirate captain, right?
Okay.
So you go into my first instance zone where you, you know, go in and all the, you're there by yourself, basically. So we're sitting there, we're going through it, you know, we're doing the, you know, we're taking out all the mobs and, you know, killing everything. And it's 4 hours. And I gained, like, almost a full level being in there.
Okay.
For 4 hours. Which is, yeah, actually pretty slow, because a lot of the mobs weren't giving experience. But once we got to deeper in, they were. You know,
okay.
I'm a little higher than normal for this quest. But yeah, I almost got a full level. The whole thing is with the questing, you know, when you're doing your quests, you know, it's like, oh, you know, the raptors are taking over. You know,
just
need you to kill. What?
Ghidorah can't find the show on Winamp.
Why not? No. So basically, what you do is. You kill, you know, go out, you know, I need you to kill 10 of these, 10 of these, 10 of these.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's experience, but you also get experience for the quest. But you're doing it for a reward, you know, because the
right,
quest.
Right, right,
yeah.
right, right.
In other words, you know, the one thing I, you know, always hated in EverQuest was grinding. I mean, I did it all the time, you know. Because
right, but just grinding experience is really boring.
Boring. You know, here you don't really, you grind quests and not...
Right, you have a purpose.
Right, then to me,
that's why I liked when LDON came about, because you're getting experience.
Right,
you're grinding.
Yep.
That's basically what you're doing, but you're aiming towards a goal, and when you reach that goal, you get a reward.
Right,
which is nice. Is nice, and that's what.
Yes.
That's why I've liked LDONs. Mm-hmm. You know, and I play them.
But there was never like a grander, you know. Scheme, like it's just like you kill. You do get, you know, better stats added to your adventure stone or whatever.
Right.
Once you're done, you know, there's no, you know, the storyline. There was never like pop, you know, like Planes
well,
of Power.
Supposedly,
had a story
supposedly
line to it.
With this latest fucking upgrade they're coming up with, they're supposed to be adding more of the story to the Wayfair Brotherhood.
Do you think they could finish with the Wayfair Brotherhood after three expansions?
You think maybe
it's like Morden Rasp, you know, just where did he come from? Because he just finds everything. What?
Ghidorah is going to give you the first bite of his cookie.
Ooh, do we really have to bring up the cookie game again? Anyway,
no.
So you're still hanging out there on the phone?
I'm still here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I survived.
No, so that, basically, I mean, you know, okay, wait a minute. So you played, well, let's do some comparisons here. You played Final Fantasy Online.
Yeah.
So, okay, one of the questions was, you know, do you de-level if you die? You know, and obviously you do.
If you die, you de-level, and you can't wear So it's like if you're wearing higher level armor or you just leveled and you've got your new armor, you go on level, you die, you become naked.
Oh, that sucks.
Do you have to re-get like, your armor back or re-level?
How do you get your... So what do you have to do? Get experience so you could ding and then go back and get your armor?
Well, when you die, your corpse doesn't stay there. When you die, you're teleported back to something called a home point.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Now, they're like these crystals or people that are around the outposts or things, and they're all over the world. You have to go to them, set it as your home point,
right,
and then when you die, you'll be teleported back to there.
Okay, okay. Wait a minute. So he... what happened to his armor?
Like, where did it go? Did it just vanish?
And no, you keep it. It just is stored in your inventory. But you
can't wear it. Oh, okay, no, because I was about to say, that was about to sound really gay.
That would be the reason I wouldn't play the game. I just did all this work to get this armor, now it's gone?
No, like, like World of Warcraft, though, you can't de-level. Let's say I just ding 23, tonight, and then I die. I don't de-level, but, if I decide to take the experience hit, because, again, you don't have to lose experience. You can. What happens is you have to get back. You have three options in World of Warcraft when you die. You can be rezzed by another player, or with a soul stone, and that no experience loss, but you get rez effects.
You get experience loss in Final Fantasy if you get revived, but it's nowhere near as significant.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And then they have the ability to when you spawn, you spawn in the nearest graveyard to where you died, which can usually be a long fucking way away from your body, okay?
Okay.
You can then talk to the spirit seer there. There's a guy that will res you for 15% of your experience that you need for that level.
No.
Okay.
Ouch.
Third one is you run back and get your corpse. Soon as you run back, you're a ghost. Nothing can attack you. You can't see anybody. You can talk, you can send tells and talk to your party, but that's it. You're dead.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't affect the world around you. You don't see any mobs, so you can't use it to scout.
Right.
Basically, you got to get within, 100 yards of your body. Once you get within 100 yards of your body, you start seeing all the mobs, around you.
Okay.
You get to the safest spot that you can get to, and you hit accept on the res. And you get rezzed. You start out at 50% health, 50% mana, no res effects, no experience loss. That's the preferred method of, getting your body.
Can people steal your stuff?
What?
Can people steal your items?
No.
Your
okay, so let's just say, put this in an EverQuest world, because it's easy for me.
Okay.
But as a ghost,
yes.
Can you go back through doors in which they were locked?
There's no doors.
There's nothing. So, like, you
there's
can't...
No
there's not
picking. In the game?
No, they're lockpicking for items and stuff, not for doors.
But let's say you're... Now, is there any place in that game where you have to kill Joe to get to go kill Harry?
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, can you then... Like, what happened to me? We were killing Agnar, okay? Yes. I died, right?
Right.
And then I went LinkedIn.
Right, okay.
By the time I finally got the computer up and running again, my body had left the zone where they were killing Agnar.
Right.
And appeared down in the...
So you have to get your body.
Down in the graveyard of Bot. There was no way I could go back.
Right. Because you'd have to go through all the... Not even... You can't even call a hero in those zones.
Yeah, you can't even call a hero. There's no way to go back.
Right, you're screwed, basically, because there's mobs everywhere. Okay. All right, well...
Could I make it back there, is what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
Because you would... Again, you can only go to where your body is. But now let me give you an example. Okay, this is probably closest to EverQuest. Today we were in an instanced zone.
Okay.
Okay. An instanced zone, if I die and I don't have I can't get rezzed back, I don't have a soul shard to rez myself back, okay? That's the only way you're getting back.
Okay.
I'd end up outside the instance zone at the graveyard. I would run back to the instance. As soon as I zoned into the instance, I would be rezzed.
So you're at the beginning.
Yep. And all instances and repop.
Okay.
So basically, you're starting over. Trust me, I'm a very, I play a warlock, very important class. Because everybody, I had to make soul shards for everybody. And twice we wiped. Meaning everybody was dead. And if everybody's dead, the only way you're coming back to life is with that soul shard, you know, which resurrects you. While you're a ghost, you can hit release spirit or use soul shard. And if you use soul shard, you appear right there.
You appear where your body is.
Correct.
Okay.
And I, you know, twice today, we all wiped, mm-hmm. and we're able to, you know, start like that. So yes, the dynamics, basically what you were saying, like that, no. But
the good thing about it is,
what?
They wiped on Agnar anyway, so I didn't lose out on getting
the flag.
The flag.
Okay.
Now for something like that.
I didn't feel all that bad.
Where's Agnar in Bot?
Way up top. You got to go to the big spot. You got to go back to.
Oh, so there's two key spots you have to go through, not just one.
Right.
You go up to the upper.
Say if you had the first key, they could hear you once you got past the first key.
Well, no.
But if they're after the second key,
all you would have needed to do was go up to the courtyard and click on the big, you know, electrified penis.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up there.
Well, pops? That's the point. Yeah. There's pops up there.
Oh,
right. And then from there, maybe they can call a hero me. I don't know.
Probably not.
If it's the second key, they can't get you past the second key.
Well, no. I can get past. No, that's the point. I can go
past both keys.
Yeah. I can get past both keys.
But you have to get through the mob.
I don't think I can call a hero. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Okay. Let's finish up with both keys.
Okay. All right. Let's finish up with Gino. Okay. So actually, you answered my next question, which is what is the death penalty?
I think it's like 30%.
What?
It's quite. I'm not 100% sure. It's quite vicious, though. I know that
it's
much.
Sounds vicious.
I ain't playing a game where I lose 30%.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, okay, wait a minute. You say you die and your body disappears. What if you're in a group and they have? Are there rezzers there that can rez you back before your body disappears?
Basically, when you die, a thing comes up on your screen. Now you have a choice to return to your home point, and there's a timer which can't stand from 1 hour. You have 1 hour where somebody can res you. Now, it doesn't matter who they are. As long as they're a white mage with that ability, or a red mage with that ability, they can resurrect you. But once you get resurrected, you're, like, crippled for a while. You can't really do much of anything. All you can do is be healed. But you're in a weakened state.
You're an invalid,
so
okay.
You can't hit for anything. If you get hit, you get almost killed. Your mana doesn't come back. You're basically really useless.
Oh, my God. That does sound vicious.
How long are you in that state?
You're not in it for very long, like a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's just like EverQuest.
Yeah. So you get res effects.
Something which was pretty funny that happened once. It can happen if you set your home point in a dangerous area and you're kind of, you know, you're leveling up in some place you really shouldn't be. I'll tell you a little story. There was an alliance of 12 of us. We're like level 8, and we go into this thing called the Shakrami Maze, and it's like a really high level place where we shouldn't have gone. And we're in there, and all 12 of us are fighting this like one worm, and we're actually managing to kill it, and we're getting crappy XP, but it's just funny because there's like 12 of us in an alliance.
Right.
And there are a couple of monsters in the game which look the same. There's like skeletons. You have like regular skeletons, and then you have ghouls, and they live in this maze. And we went there, and we saw this ghoul, and it's like, this looks like a skeleton. Now, these creatures only come out at night. And we're like, nah, it's just a skeleton. Who cares? And these high-level people come around. They stop, and they look at us, and then they do the laugh emote, and then they run away because they realize we're all ridiculously low-level.
You're all going to die.
We all go and fight the ghoul, and the ghoul, this one creature, single-handedly chases and kills every one of us, and like 15 of us are like, you know, everybody but one person down level. So there's just these litter of naked bodies on the floor. And we all respawned at the same home point because we didn't have any healers.
Oh.
And we were out in an area where we were too high level, so it's like, and everything aggroes. So we're trying to get back to a safe place, but we're naked. So it's like anything even looks at us, we die.
Two
of us down leveled like two more times before we ever got home. Because you have to go right back to your home point again. And it's like, okay, I'm naked again. Let's go.
Oh, man.
That's why graveyards are nice in EverQuest.
Well, look at it this way. Did you ever hear of a thing called a death loop?
I guess that's it.
Imagine if you bound right in front of somebody that would kill you in
bound
one shot.
You know, let's just say you bound right in front of one of those ghouls. So every time he kills you, you reappear again right in front of him.
Yeah.
And it's an unstoppable loop. And you just keep dying and dying and dying and dying and dying.
You
and
can't
dying.
Run away from the mob fast enough. He'll kill you before you get away. And basically,
you
you're stuck.
You can kind of run away from mobs in Final Fantasy. If you turn, they'll catch up with you. But if you run straight, then they won't catch up with you. And you have to zone or the cool zone where you load into another area, and then they'll leave. And they'll leave you alone.
Right. But I'm just saying, there are the occasion where you can get stuck because in EverQuest, people have the ability, some classes have the ability to bind themselves just about anywhere.
Right.
They don't need to find one of the soul binders or you would call it the crystals.
Yeah,
they can bind anywhere they want to. Yeah. So what happens if they make the mistake and bind next to some place where a mob is?
Like, say the mob is down, but back up by the time you die?
Right.
I'll give you
they end up they end up in a death loop.
I'll
the only way to get out of it is basically turn your computer off.
Right.
There
was
you know?
This, there was
and
this one guy.
Then send a in the chat room, send a tell to somebody to beg them to please get you out of this death loop.
Right.
Otherwise, you can go from 65th level to first level
well,
by the
tenth.
Time it's
I think
done.
I think you stopped now at 10th. But actually, as a, when I was doing guide work for EverQuest, there was a guy that was invisible, went to the front of Idox in the middle of the bridge. You know the guards in the front of Idox, they basically
right.
will kick your ass
yes.
heavily. Guy's only like 20th level.
Oh.
And he's conning them, and they're indifferent.
Because he's invisible.
He didn't realize he was invisible. So his friend binds him in the middle of the bridge.
Ouch.
I had to summon him away from the guards, but basically it was, you know, I as a guide, I summoned him away, and he had no less than 20 bodies there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. Gone. He, you know, I was able to summon his, you know, his corpse that had his, you know, equipment on it.
Right.
And that's about it. And I said, I can't res you. I can't do anything. You're basically... He, you know, there was one guy, I forgot who it was, but basically was, I got a, you know, petition saying our friend died and is in a death loop. You know, basically bound himself in a really bad spot. And they said he had already lost like 7 levels. Because he was asleep.
Ouch. Oh no, he was asleep.
He fell asleep somewhere else, died.
Right, and then went.
Where he was bound was not safe. So you just keep coming back. There's no release. In other words,
that sounds like a Bob move.
Yeah. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. So the death penalty actually has been argued a couple of times in EverQuest. I mean, in World of Warcraft, saying that the World of Warcraft death penalty is not restrictive enough. It basically you can go, anywhere. You know, I went into a zone where the mobs were like, like 40th level.
Right.
Now, in EverQuest, you wouldn't do that because you have to go get your body back. And, even like these guys, you get experience loss. Here, it's if I die, the worst thing that could happen is I have to run back, run the hell away,
mm-hmm.
and I might die again. Personally, to me, the death penalty is perfect in World of Warcraft just because, it doesn't sound like it's annoying. But when you have to run 4 minutes back to your body multiple times, that's a penalty.
Yeah, that's a penalty. But when you cannot get your body,
well, then you
because you've died somewhere that you can't get back to.
Right, right.
That's even a worse penalty.
Well, that's
and
where
sometimes
they have.
Sometimes I like that.
That's why they have the experience law. That's why they do that. And you can't drag your bodies.
And then you beg a necro
to
get
interesting.
It for you.
Yeah, you can't drag your body. So basically, yes, what ends up happening is you have to take the hit.
Yeah, but like for me, like the day I died in Vex, Velk's.
Yeah.
Velkin's Labyrinth.
Yes. You can't get back to your body.
I could not make it back to my body.
Mm-hmm.
I could have put all the gear on I wanted to. I could not get back to where I was.
Did you die in Lower Dogs or something?
Yes. I died in Lower Dogs. And
you got to get a necro at that point.
I had to get, well, at the time I ended up forgetting, I got someone who actually had a necro and a cleric, and he summoned my corpse, and then logged off and logged his cleric on and rezzed me. So it worked out nice, but there was no way I could ever get that body.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
You know?
Well, now you can always get your body back in EverQuest because they have the plane of rotted corpses.
Yeah, I have a corpse in there.
Yes.
I have to figure out how to get into that zone to get it out.
Yes, they do
tired
have such a thing.
Message.
But it's after you lose, after res effects.
After a week. No.
After a week, it'll pop there.
Yeah, where your body rots and
right.
then it goes there.
Which is actually not bad because, let's just say for argument's sake,
right.
you go AFK for some reason, something happens in your life. You know, real life
well,
does
you
happen.
You come back a month later and your body's
right. And
gone.
You come back, you know, you need to go to the hospital. You have a heart attack. Whatever hell happens.
Right.
You know, and then 2 weeks later you turn the game on.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, wow. corpse rotted.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice that they put the graveyard in there.
Well, even this, with this me. I had graveyard. A corpse rot, remember? Tasso. In Kithgar Forest. I could not get my body back because it was surrounded by really high-level skeletons, and I was at 10th level.
You had to wait until daytime, didn't you?
No.
Even
no.
Those daytime in Kithgar Forest at 10th level is not pretty.
Those skeletons were there during the day, too. It's a ring of skeletons or whatever. Basically, my corpse rotted. And Blobbert ended up giving me, 50 platinum to buy new gear?
Right, yeah.
Back then, 50 platinum used to be a lot.
That was a lot of money. Ooh, wow, ooh, Uber, 50 plat.
All right, Gino.
It's kind of like that in Final Fantasy where the environment really matters. There's a city called Juno, and it's kind of like when you hit level 25, that's like a really, or level 20, or you're close to this, a really big level because you get your chocobo to ride and lots of stuff. And everybody goes to the city, and there's an island called Cusim, and it's like really deserted, and there's thunderstorms happening all the time. There's these giant things which pick up rocks, and you'll see this guy running away, and you'll wonder why, and all of a sudden this rock will come hurrying up behind him and knock him dead, and he's this giant behind you, like, roaring.
Nice!
But it's like, everyone really works together in it, because at about 6 p.m., night kind of kicks in. You see the shadows come over and cast over, and they're, you know, it gets so dark, and then the ghouls and the banshees come out and everything like that, and that's way too high level for the people that are leveling there. So everyone's like, okay, guys, it's almost 6 o'clock, and everyone sends out shites to say, we all need to head back to the cave now, because there's like a tunnel which runs underwater and back up into the sea, and that's how you get there. So everybody, just as it approaches night, you see these swarms of parties heading back into the tunnel, and everybody basically just huddles in the tunnel during the night, and when it breaks out in daytime, everybody sets out to start, you know, leveling again. But it's quite funny, because everybody will be huddled together.
What's
the
day and night
like? And then these monsters will come over, like banshees and things. I'm going to go, okay, guys, we've got a banshee. Someone will attack it. No call for help, which means anybody can fight it, but no one will get any experience. And then, like, everybody swarms it, kills it, then everyone just goes back together. So everybody works together to stay alive through the night, and then all the parties set out again in the day. It's quite...
That's interesting.
How long is it between... Let's say, how long is the night and day cycle? In other words, how long do they huddle in the cave?
Well, basically, one day in-game is an hour of real life.
That's quick.
Yeah. If you're going to wait for the next day or something, you need to wait an hour. And there are some quests which are kind of, when you get your chocobo, you need to feed it a certain thing for every hour, or once a day for 4 days, which is 4 hours.
Well,
because it's sick, and it'll only eat it once a day. Mm. So you have to wait 4 hours to do this quest.
That was one of the things that, a lot of people are, not a lot of people, a few people are complaining. World of Warcraft has a 24-hour clock.
Yeah.
For their days?
One game, one day is 24 hours. So basically,
I like that.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool when you see the sunset and you realize, okay, I'm sure when we have East Coast servers, I'll be seeing the sunrise, look behind me at the window and go, oh shit, the sun's coming up in real life.
Yeah.
So, but there's a couple of places that there's quests that trigger. You can only do them at night. You can only do them during the day, you know, that kind of stuff. Some people are saying, well, their playtime means they're going to be playing always at night. Which actually...
So they won't be able to do a daytime quest.
Unless they do it on the weekend or something like that.
So they're like kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, that's a persistent world.
That's not good.
It's not a lot. It's only like one quest. You're supposed to go kill
okay, so I'm playing the game all the time at night. That's like living in Seattle. Or London.
No, actually... It's not EverQuest night. Basically... the difference is, it tints a little darker, and you can see stars and the moon. It's actually really nice at night in EverQuest. World of Warcraft.
But what I'm just saying, you're always playing at one point in time during the day. You don't have the experience of
if you want to play, actually, I think the best time zone to play would be would be California time. Would actually probably be California time. There will be different time zone servers. Because basically, I'm playing California time now. So right now in game, it's 5 o'clock? So I have actually, it doesn't get dark till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then it gets light at like 6 a.m. So actually,
the sun, you know, rises.
I'm just saying, but you don't. But there's a good chance you're not going to either experience day or night.
Right, because if I can't play between
I've
6 a.m. and
though.
10 p.m.
I've yeah, because you play, them, but you will sit down and play for a 14-hour span,
well,
and you play weekends, day and night, and yeah, but there's yeah, people that just can't do that.
Well, yeah,
they'll get their 2 or 3 hours in during the course of an evening after work or something,
mm-hmm,
and they're fucked,
and that's it. And you're telling me those 2 or 3 hours they play every time is the same time on the game every time
as it would be in real life. Yeah,
right. So they're
but
fucked.
That's
wait, Bob.
No.
Bob.
Yeah.
So happens that maybe Sant was killed at noon, and nobody that we know can get on until 4. Guess what? We're never killing Sant again.
Right.
It's an EverQuest 2, so cut
no,
the
no, because they
but we're not
yeah,
playing EverQuest.
No, but no, also,
I'm playing EverQuest.
What are you talking about, Tommy?
No, but no, he's saying no.
No,
he's
I'm just saying you're only experiencing the same time of day.
Right.
Now, what would so let's cool, just say you're only going to be, you're only going to ever play the game between
a suggestion
the 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. time on the game.
So it would be daylight for you then.
Always.
Always.
Well, I never see night.
No, you'd
unless
actually
I go out of my way to
you'd see, unless you stayed an extra hour.
Who's going to be terminal enough to only be doing only like 3 hours?
Yeah, and really,
somebody who has a strict job and works between certain
they
hours.
Work the weekends too.
Weekends they have a life.
Then they shouldn't be playing an online game.
But
sure
you're not
they
giving them the option to even want to try.
No,
you're not
okay,
understanding, Tom.
But also, okay, here's what people have suggested. People have suggested that there's two continents on this game. There's Azeroth and Agamemnon or whatever.
But one's good. One's a good continent, one's a bad continent?
No, both. You have...
Both are split half and half?
Yeah, in other words, like you have the undead took over the north part of one place, and you know, and of course the undead are on the horde, so you can go there.
Okay.
And actually, the other part, it's only got the night elves. Basically, they're screwed. They're surrounded by the horde, you know, completely. But you can, yeah. There's quests in both, you know. So what one person, a couple people suggested, and I think actually this would be cool too, is because when you go to these other continents, you load that continent up.
Right.
And basically, as long as you're on the continent, you don't get loads. You know, there's no zone lines. There's nothing like that. What wouldn't it make sense to say, well, these are on opposite ends of the world to each other.
Make
so
them different times.
Make them different 12 hours apart.
12 hours apart. So if you do want to experience day or night, you can.
Right, because if it's, you know, let's say... You,
right.
Yeah, you want to experience morning, you can go
yeah,
there.
Really, the whole world can't be at the same time zone
well,
the whole
that's
time.
Like, yeah, and EverQuest is like that, too. You know, right now, everything, you know, it's the same time on the moon as it is on...
Right,
you know.
Right. EverQuest,
actually,
you're right, is EverQuest is like that.
Not everything's the same, because when I was in the deep, I went to hit time, because it was really dark. When
you're
I
not allowed.
When they put the sky in, it says there's no sun, so you just no possible...
Yeah, meanwhile, there's a sun shining bright. The
no.
Like, you know.
The zone's now dark. It's night. The deep. Not the deep. I'm talking about the gray.
Oh, no. The gray's always been dark, I think, hasn't it?
No, you don't understand. On the moon,
yeah,
the sun don't turn. The moon don't turn.
Right.
You have
so you have
the dark side of the moon.
It's constantly
so when
light.
You type in /time, it says there's no way for you to know the time due to that there's no sun.
Right.
The sun's always out, and then if you go to, like...
the gray.
Not the gray. Mara Seru.
Yeah.
The Earth is always there.
Right.
You never see it move.
Yeah. So, yeah. But again, you know, that's time zones, you know, again, is something they could put in. I like the 24-hour clock. I mean, to me, it's cool. You know, if I ever get a quest,
as long as you're able to play at different times of the day, it's fine.
I don't think they're gonna put in any quest that says at 4 a.m. and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, that's true too. That would really suck.
That would really
at 4 a.m. this man pops and he's only around for 5 minutes.
Bright blade.
Well,
only comes
one thing
on
that'll suck.
5 and 5:30. You must be on.
Oh,
you.
Fuck.
One thing that'll suck is if they put something in that says he spawns once a day. You're like,
well, since we have Gina on the phone, what do you think?
All that?
About a 24-hour day... Yeah, in other words, a 24-hour
real-time
clock. Yeah.
I mean, I think it sounds cool, but if it's going to be restrictive on kind of whether people can do certain quests or not, I mean, it'd be kind of cool if they had maybe a queuing system or something where you could say, I want to do this quest and talk to the NPC, and they say, you know, but you won't be able to actually do the quest until like 4 hours later or at nighttime or... I don't know, it's going to be harder because you can never play at nighttime. But again, I guess everybody must have days off. So obviously, you know, they're going to be on doing other things. I guess this is what.
Right, but then you're saying if you have a day off, you have to play to see day, or, you know, you don't have a real life. No, it's true.
No,
I mean, if you get a day off, you want to go out, you got to go to
a day off, you will play the game.
It depends. If you work nights, or, you know, if you work from like 2 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning, then you sleep and you get up, and like the only days that you get off are the only days that you can go and do something. But saying that, I guess, if you lead your life like that, then I guess, you know, EverQuest or games like that aren't going to be anything which is going to be able to you're going to be too dedicated to anyway. But again,
in World of Warcraft, 99% of the time, whether it's day or night, it doesn't restrict your vision, you know, like humans, where they can't see a goddamn thing at night, you know. But that's
realistic.
What?
Realistic.
I mean, being blind, I can't see shit.
Being blind?
You go out in the middle of the woods at night and see how much you can see.
It depends. If there's a moon, I can see fine.
But if there's not, then see how much you can see.
Exactly. Well,
go take a walk, man, and come back and tell me you got to see on my
The thing that always pissed me off about EverQuest was, you know, some, you know, Escar and, you know, the Karen, and you have night vision always.
Yeah.
And it's like, as a human, it's, and you play a human in EverQuest, right?
Yes.
You know, have you zoned into Vexile naked yet?
Yes.
You can't see a goddamn thing.
Yeah, luckily I have a spell.
you have a spell?
Yes.
Yeah, see, as a warrior, I don't have a spell. Basically, the only way I can tell which way to go is looking around the darkness, and I'll see the names of people over their head.
Right.
Oh, I'll head toward that, and that's the only thing you can see is their names. And basically, I just sit there looking at a black screen.
I mean, you're in a cave-type area.
Right.
With no light.
External light.
No, but he's...
And...
I'm sorry to interrupt,
but that's real life.
No. Realistic, I should say. Is, if you see somebody else with a torch, and you go over to him, you can see with his torch. EverQuest, no. If you don't have a light stone or a torch, doesn't matter what he's using, you can't see him.
I've been playing with somebody who had a light source, and I'll be like, oh...
Dude, I do the
brighter disco
thing all the time. I do, yeah, like, you know, take a rare light stone and just... Pick it up, drop it, and it's just this flashing light, and just want to see, like, who's epileptic or not.
Just to see who's epileptic.
Nice.
Ouch. Oh, no.
Nice.
What? Oh.
Inappropriate bell for that one.
Oh.
Actually, we don't have the inappropriate bell.
You can imagine it. You're walking through this forest in the dark, and someone comes along, and they light a torch, and you see these gnomes at it in the bushes, like, turn it off, turn it off.
Actually, speaking of torches... One thing in World of Warcraft that I really am enjoying is the survivalist skill. You can make a campfire, and a campfire will, you know, appear when you make it. And a campfire will give you +4 mana and health regeneration as long as you're close to it.
Nice. Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
But it was limited. You know, you can't go inside. And, you know,
obviously.
Okay. Then I went to a vendor, and a vendor had a unlit port torch. What the hell is this? Requires survivalist 30 or something like that. And I'm like, well, mine's 80, so
okay.
I can use it. And I'm clicking on it. It requires cooking fire. I'm like, oh. So I create a fire, and I light the torch.
Okay.
The torch now gives you another 4 hit health and hit point and lasts for an hour. So I can go walk away, like when I was in the group today.
Right.
I had a torch. I didn't have my staff in my hand. I had the torch, which gave everybody 4 hit points and 4 mana regeneration per tick.
Nice.
Yeah, that... That's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's I mean, to me,
sounds
stuff like
nerfable.
That. Huh?
Sounds nerfable.
Nerfable?
Yeah.
Because, yes, even WoW will eventually start nerfing crap.
Well, that's why they're cool. That's why they have a 6-month beta.
That's why they're doing the beta.
Yeah, the beta is to find. I mean, I've made suggestions that will even nerf the class that I'm playing. You know?
I got a question for you, Van.
Yeah.
What are mitigation ruins for clerics?
Oh, well, huh?
What?
I'm doing thing. I pull up my spells, and I got a level 44 ruin I get from LDON. That's some type of a mitigation ruin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's basically What that does is it casts a spell, let's say on Chisma, and it will absorb 1,200 points of damage before it goes away, or whatever, however much it is. But it doesn't. You know, if he gets hit for 100,
he now, because it mitigates damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he gets hit for 100, all of a sudden he's only hit for 90. And that other 10, gets taken off the 1,200 total that rune can take.
It's a damage mitigation.
Yes. So in other words, what happens is, instead of if the mob's hitting for 100, it would only be hitting it for 90, and 40 points of damage would be taken away from the 1,200.
So those are good things.
Yes, yeah, they're actually
very
cool.
That spell, Guard of the Vi.
Yeah.
So,
it does
what
help.
Zones do the mitigation ruins drop in?
What?
What LDONs?
No, you just got to do LDON spells. I mean, LDON adventures till you have enough points to...
That spell.
Yeah, and that's any camp will have it.
Okay.
So you just have to have enough
points
to see
it. Actually, Guard of the Vi is off of...
it's not off of all of them?
No.
That's gay.
Talk.
Oh, okay, so you got to do talk then.
And temperance. Plus your temperance.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, well, I'm going to have to head off now anyway. I go work tomorrow, so I'm going to have to hit this back. It's almost 2 a.m., so...
Yeah, I know. Actually, thanks for calling in, man. That was some good info. I'd like having somebody that we can discuss about another game that we haven't played and try to compare the two.
Hey, well, I'm available every week.
All right, man.
Well, if you got cheap phone calls, go right ahead.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
obviously, I don't want to stop other people calling in.
Hey, just to give you a little heads up, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend for us Americans, so we're not going to be on.
Yeah, I was in America this time last year, and I experienced Independence Day, and I celebrated it, which was really ironic because I'm British. So I was like, "Yay, Independence Day fireworks going off!" I even bought some fireworks. It was like,
nice,
funny,
thanks for listening, man.
So I know what all the holidays in this particular area, but
Well, we only get five when you as you have
we get bank holidays all the time.
You bastard! I know you do. I have my guys in that work in England, and they're off all the time. So
yeah, we got one this not this Monday tomorrow, but the next Monday, and I booked the week off. So.
See. See? Yeah. No. They have to. I swear to God. They have to have a bank holiday for every one of our holidays. I swear to God. It happens.
Oh, it's just an automatic.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Well, because they can't do any business with America.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's
so why bother?
Yeah, it could be. All right. See you later. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
for
Gina.
Me here.
All right.
That's it. Well, in advance, we won't be doing the show on July 4th.
Yeah. Well.
That falls on a Sunday, and I know Bob will be kicking ass if at 6 o'clock.
Sorry,
like,
we're leaving. See you guys. Somebody turns around and says they're leaving to go do an EverQuest show. Yeah, right. Someone's getting their ass kicked.
Hey, when I'm chipping in $150, there's no way I'm not, not
sticking around to watch your one cake go off for
$150. Just get me bottle rockets. $150 worth of bottle rockets. Actually, $140 worth of bottle rockets and $1 worth of lighter fluid.
There you go.
Put them all in a cardboard box. Douse them,
light
it, and run. Oh, I've done it.
And this year, put up a sign that says "Park and Bank."
Yeah, exactly. No, when
when the invitations will come out, they'll say "Park and Bank."
When I was working Taco Bell, yes, I worked at Taco Bell. Okay, what?
Van was proud of his Taco Bell.
Hey, I was a manager.
Hey, dude,
Taco Schmel.
My pounds came from Taco Bell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, so basically, they made me work on 4th of July. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what really sucked was I wasn't supposed to be working, but somebody called in sick, and they called me up, and I'm looking at the router box full of, rockets and,
right.
all this stuff that I'd bought, maybe like $200 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the box, and I'm like, fuck. It's like, okay, I got to go in there at 4, which means I can't even light these off. So 3:30 in the morning, we finally get off. Off of work. There hasn't been a firework now, in a couple hours. I go out into the parking lot. I pull the box of fireworks out of my car. It's in a router box at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I had the ones you light and they pop. What are those called? Lady fingers or whatever?
Okay. Jacks.
Yeah, stuff like that on the bottom. I had a couple of the little cakes,
Okay.
That, would shoot the little mortars up and pow, And a whole shitload of, bottle rockets. Big ones, little ones, everything. I put all the ones on the bottom, put the cakes in there, put all the bottle rockets around the outside, just doused it in, a whole thing of, a little Zippo lighter fluid.
Right.
Just doused it. Now, this is sitting in the middle of the parking lot in Taco Bell.
Nice.
Everybody, all my employees are watching. They all go out of the parking lot. I light it, jump in my car, and drive away. we drive, you know, just basically onto the side road.
Mm-hmm.
This box goes up like, oh, 4th of July.
Okay.
You know, at first you prep, you see the box moving a little bit, and you,
right.
see, you know, you start seeing the bottle rockets go off, and the, you know, the cakes on the bottom are starting to, you know, shoot
right.
off, and it's like, you know, and then we realize that bottle rockets just standing, you know, in the box, tend not to want to go completely straight up.
Oh no!
One of them went like this, you know, sideways 90 degrees from the box,
mm-hmm.
and hit somebody's window and blew up.
You gotta love it.
You know, that's when we left. that's when we got in our cars and said, fuck this, we're out of here. I came back 10 minutes later, and...
Cops were there?
No. But the box was, like, still glowing.
Oh, yeah.
It was on... The box had burned down, you know, to nothing.
Right.
And it was just smoldering. And I was cool.
When I was a kid, probably 10, I guess, we pulled all our money... And we got firecrackers and some jumping jacks and some bottle rockets
right.
and one or two small cakes and whatever. You know, it wasn't a lot. It was maybe $50 worth of fireworks. But back then, that was a pretty good chunk of fireworks. You know, like a mat of firecrackers, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So we're sitting. We got the bag of our fireworks behind my friend's hedge. So it's safe, you know, so no one can fuck with it, you know.
Right.
And it's away from us shooting. We're in the middle of the street. Well, someone lights a pack of firecrackers, or one firecracker. I don't remember what now. Just as he lights it, cop turns the corner.
So he throws it in the hedge.
So he just throws it over his shoulder, and we're standing there. Cop pulls up, and he pulls up. You kids aren't playing with fireworks, are you?
No.
I said, no, we're not playing with fireworks. Well, the bag starts going off, because it landed right in the bag. We actually dove over the cop car. The cop rolled up his windows and ducked. And shit started going everywhere. Bottle rockets, the mat started going off, so the firecrackers, when they start going, when the first one blows, it sends other ones flying.
Right.
You know, so they're blowing all over the place. The cakes start going off. They're on their side, so they're shooting everywhere. The hedge is on fire. About 5 minutes later, whenever it finally comes to arrest and it's done, we get up and the cop rolls his windows back down and he looks at us. He goes, well, I know you don't got fireworks anymore. And he drove away. I was like, oh my God.
He was probably laughing his ass off.
Oh, he was.
You got lucky. In our side of the town, they'd have went and dragged us to our parents, and then our parents had been like, yo.
Oh, it went off in front of the one kid's front yard. His mom was ducking too because the house was getting hit.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
In our neighborhood, they loved him. It's just something because Brookside budding area and the, you know, what it's known as the Hawkins Estates.
Right. Fires. Sorry.
You can go. I forgot what I was going to say.
Nah, my fault. Sorry. Fires keeps asking in the chat room, what do I know about hunters? The hunter class in World of Warcraft?
Similar to Rangers, I guess?
It's a Ranger Beast Lord combo.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so, Nerf Hunters. No.
Nerf Hunters, Nerf.
Basically, a hunter can charm any pet, and it becomes his pet.
Okay, it's like the Beast Lord, TV show.
Yes.
The Beast Lord, okay.
So, you know, you'll see different... Their trainers are in the game now. And basically, you can tame a boar, and then they can train your boar.
And you can get a domestic animal.
Yeah, that's coming. Cats, dogs,
you
a
can
bird,
actually own
a parrot.
A dog.
I want a fucking parrot. I was fighting parrots today.
You were killing parrots.
Yeah, well, they were attached to, you know, they were people's pets in the game. They were, you know, they were pirates. Yeah,
what
so
was that
their
movie?
Pets are parrots.
About the parrot?
I don't know. Hello, Polly?
No.
Hello, Polly.
The parrot who got lost and how he went to all these different homes until he finally got back to his owner.
Never seen it.
Polly. So you were killing Polly.
Yes. Actually, I've killed Bambi and Skinder.
All right.
Yeah.
You suck.
Did you rape her first?
No.
Oh.
No, because that's one thing, you know.
You didn't do the dwarf dance behind her?
Yes. No, there's one thing I do like about, you know, again, is there is ambience. They're ambient animals. There'll be a squirrel running around, a frog, you know, a deer.
Squirrel.
Actually, I went to this place called The Barrens.
Yeah.
And it's like the Sierra. You know, it's just it's not Sierra. One of those, you know, basically a flat land with, you know, giraffes and stuff. And I was walking down the road.
You're like on safari.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And as I'm running across the road, a stampede of what are those things that look like horses but aren't?
Zebra?
Zebra. Sorry.
Okay.
A stampede of zebra came and, like, ran me over. I mean, didn't kill me, but basically, you know.
Did he do any damage
to
you?
No, no. I was, they missed me. But basically, you just see this, a train of zebra just running. Like, holy shit, that was cool. You know, and then they got these huge monsters. Huge. You know, just basically huge lizards that, like, fire lightning at you. Those are fun.
Like a worm.
No, they were
wyvern,
just,
I mean.
They
look like Hydra.
Yeah, exactly. No, it looked like a giant rhinoceros. But they cast spells. It was kind of cool.
A rhinoceros cool.
Actually, yeah, when I was playing World of Warcraft,
butt.
I noticed that. One of the wolves was taking down a deer. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
The deer was running, you see.
Yeah.
I want to see that in my game.
But that's real. That's realistic.
I know,
I mean, that's kind of nice.
That's
you know?
Why I don't go to Africa
the wolves
to
will
watch
kill
it.
The wolves will kill the bunnies. You know, they'll, you know, the bunny will be coming by. The wolf. You know,
I
want to
see that.
Kill it. You know.
I
mean,
I
no,
want
to
see it in
cool.
real life. I don't want to see it in my game.
There's
either.
Actually. Oh, there's actually a raid on tonight. I promised somebody I'd talk about it. There's been a big thing in World of Warcraft now. There's no player versus player. You can duel. Actually, you can kill people during duels. You can do this before. Now you can. So I don't know what changed, and they didn't mention anything. But, you know, you can bring them down. Before you bring them down to one, and they'd, you know, beg you or whatever, and that would be the end of the duel. But now I'm seeing people actually dying, and I think it's because they're, it was an alliance versus a horde person.
Okay.
But the horde came into Stormwind City. You've seen the city. Big city. Lots of 90th level guards all over the place. I go to Stormwind to, you know, train in tailoring, and I'm like, why are there dead ogres everywhere? Basically, they had taken like 80 people.
Okay.
Tauren.
No, it was Taurens and orcs. Okay. I saw like Taurens, orcs, and basically undead just all over the city. Just taking over the city. They actually made the zone crash, which is perfect. You know, this is what you want.
That's what the beta's for.
Yes, this is what you want. You know, you want to be able to stress test it, and that was a really good stress test. But now, the Alliance is going to take over Aghamar. Aghamar? It's one of the undead, you know, one of the hordes, the
main
the
cities.
Orc main city. So we're going to go take that. They're actually doing that now.
Which is funny, because if you remember way back when in EverQuest, we always talked about getting enough people to take over, like, a
Freeport
or something.
Yeah,
else.
I know. I know.
I even bring that up every once in a while. If we're bored, we're like, you know, looking for mobile mobs or anything like that.
Let's go kill Freeport.
So let's take on Freeport. Come on, let's see if we can do it. Even just one zone, just like West Freeport. Come on.
But that is pretty cool, though. I mean, when you could do that. Yeah, I mean, basically.
No, agreed. It does sound fun.
Yeah, basically, you know, there's, you know, the player versus player aspect still being fleshed out. It's going to be consensual PvP. So they are going to have full
like consensual
out
sex.
Yeah, they will have servers that are full out. You can attack anybody on the opposite faction anywhere. That should be interesting.
Well,
but that's going to be like our server. You know, some asshole had a bad day, you know, can't get laid or whatever. Let me go kill a whole bunch of first level people.
Right. Let me go just, yeah.
But that's a hardcore server. I mean, that's basically if you like that kind of stuff and you enjoy that kind of challenge, that server's for you.
Mm-hmm.
My server.
And like you said, there's like neutral zones, right? Where
good
and bad can kind of meld.
No.
No.
No, not yet.
Well, no. In the.
There's no gray?
No.
Or red.
Well, actually,
there's no red zones.
There's one zone
white, black, and red.
This is what's coming up. Okay, you'll have your hometown. Okay, which, as undead, I'll be able to go into your hometown. Okay, but basically, that's not a consensual PvP place. I mean, going to that zone doesn't mean you can be attacked. Okay.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about where you can attack other. What I'm saying is, okay, you said in some cases Alliance kills Horde, Horde kills Alliance.
Right.
Is that automatic in every game? In every
zone?
Every
no.
server?
No. Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
No, in the regular servers, the blue servers, as they're going to call them, the Care Bear servers, I guess.
Okay.
You will be able to level and not get into any player versus player action.
Okay.
You know, If you never want to see player versus player, you don't have to.
But what I'm saying is,
good
is there
play
zones
with evil and
where you can
play
go,
together.
And as soon as you zone into that, you're attackable by the enemy. And
well, is there zones where there's where you and the enemy can
play
hang
together?
Out?
No.
Well, you
where there's no attacking? I'm not saying group. I'm
think
not saying, but is there a zone where...
Booty Bay, I think. Booty, okay, the way, Booty. They're putting in a whole new trade system where you can, you know, auction houses.
Okay.
Basically, auction houses will allow you to put your stuff up for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about
sounds
this
like
last week.
Sounds like the bazaar. Okay.
Right, like the bazaar. But basically, you can log out.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And you can mail, you know, that's with the in-game mail system. I can mail you an item. It'll say, you know, 3 silver on it. You say, do you want? Do you wish to accept this item? You say yes. 3 silver comes out of your thing, goes to me, and you get the item.
Okay.
So it's like an in-game mail system. So it's going to
work
something like that. So now, Alliance can only trade with Alliance, and Horde can only trade with the Horde.
Okay.
Because you're not even supposed to be able to talk to each other.
Now, is there any possible way to get faction up? Because in real life, say so-and-so hates so-and-so, but there's always that one sneaky guy who got his faction so good with him.
You know, there's always the Arab and the Jew that get married.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or they trade, they help each other out.
No. No. It doesn't work that way.
You would think it'd be like the rogue and
well, no, because then you have what you have in EverQuest, which is ogres walking around Freeport.
There's been an ogre in Freeport since I started playing this
Well,
game.
He's retarded, though.
But are there zones where you can actually go up and say hello to the guy?
Well,
where
okay, there are
where
putting,
a
there
mixture,
are put,
a neutral
right,
place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Booty Bay or whatever will be a trade post where you can trade. I think, or I guess, when you go there, you will be able to see stuff that the Horde is selling there. And you'll be able to sell. In other words, I think the way the trading's going to work is Stormwind will have its own trade center. Meaning, you know, you won't be able to see everything from all over the world. You'll go to Stormwind and see, you know, what you can buy there.
Right.
Okay. Then you can go to another place and see what you can buy there. So not everything will be linked together. The last place is an ogre can sit, an orc, sorry, there are no ogres. An orc can sit there and put something up for sale and my human can buy it. Okay, so that's like neutral territory.
Like the bazaar.
It's a black market. Basically, that's the black market. That's, you know, where you're going there. That place will probably be not PvP. There's an arena, a huge arena. We've seen it, you know, outside of the thing.
Right.
But basically, they'll have that, you know, where you can fight, I guess, if you wanted to duel people or whatever.
Okay.
But if they put languages in, they're talking about putting languages in. So if you learn orc, you'd probably be able to talk to somebody that, you know, speaks orc. But if there's a Tauren next to him, he won't understand you. Unless he knows human.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
Orc.
Okay, I was just curious if there was ever going to be a place where they could meet. You know, like even...
So probably
even
there.
Even the Klingons, when they're in battle, they all can go and meet in the one city that's neutral, you know,
Well, that's Booty Bay, because there's no guards there, in other words.
Right.
There's not, you know, 90th level guards trying to kill you there.
Right, that's all. I was just wondering, they need a zone somewhere along the way where...
Yeah, that's the area. That would be Booty Bay, because it's a trade hub.
Right.
And it's basically the black
market.
But also,
I mean, it's easier for them, in my opinion, programming-wise. You could make a few of these zones where everyone can go play in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
when you're farming, you're a safari. You think truly, in a sense, not all orcs are evil. Not all humans are good.
Well, in this one, they are. In the World of Warcraft story, they are.
That's fine. I don't
mind. It might change later, but right now,
I don't mind the absolutes. I'm just saying that for them, having a big zone that is, you know, like we were just talking about the safari.
Right.
You know, you saw the zebras running by, whatever. There's nothing saying that you can't have good and evil.
Right.
Playing in that zone.
Right.
No, they can't play together.
Oh, no, you can play in there. Right. No, you can do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, because there's no guards there.
Zones where everyone can go and go do.
Well, you're not restricted to what zone you can go to. You just got to stay away from the guards. If you're going to Stormwind, right, you don't go to the castle. You don't go to the gates because there's two 90th level guards there. They're going to beat the shit out of you. You can stay in the area that isn't patrolled by...
Oh, okay. I didn't know how to...
Yeah. So basically, So
I thought it was basically almost like two separate games.
Oh, no.
You know, where the two sides never meet.
No, you do. I mean, but basically, let's say Shizzle's playing Undead and I'm playing Frawl. okay, who's not on, you know, who's on the Alliance side. If I do a Who Shizma, he'll never come up. If I do a Tel Shizma, it won't go to anywhere.
See, that I think is bad.
No, again.
But that's a friend talking to a friend in the game.
You can't.
You can't.
And you can't?
Nope.
That's stupid.
Because he's undead scum.
That's stupid. That's
there's a reason
that's
for
forcing
this.
You into role play, and no, there's no need for that.
But there's a reason for it. There is a reason for it. Because the higher end PvP content will be basically, you know, you would be working with the entire Alliance basically to take over spots.
Right,
so if you're saying their defenses are weak here, let's go there, and he's on the other team, I could send him a tell.
So what, you can call him too.
Yeah, but
I'm never
again,
playing PvP,
they just don't
want
to make it easy for you to do stuff like that.
No, but it's you can't talk to your friends, which is stupid. Sorry, I disagree.
And as for the PvP aspect,
I disagree.
Aspect,
that means I can't.
I'm never going to play player versus player.
If we're playing two opposite sides, I can never, you know, just send her a tell. Hey, how you
doing? Well, you might be able to, again, it's still beta. It's still very early.
That's something I would definitely, outside of game, that's what
right.
a tell is, you
mm-hmm.
know? Or out of character,
right.
like whatever quest you use.
Right.
It's something that you're not role playing.
This is where I kind of
again,
agree because
people use the games.
I always
a
like
lot
to
of
play
people use the game for
social.
Chat,
mm-hmm.
for
well,
social.
No, but I always like to. I'm always notorious to play the unique creature.
Right.
That's why I picked Shizmer as an Iskar, because A, he's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, when I got factioned in Thurgadin, holy crap! Dwarves loved me?
You were proud.
Dude, my nipples got hard.
Okay.
No, but also, Tommy, you like role-playing. When you play Blopsa, everything you send to us...
Comes
when
out
you write,
with the order.
You purposely type it like...
Bad.
How I do? You know, but you enjoy the role-playing.
Right.
And that's fine, and I'm not knocking that in any way, shape, or form. But a lot of people use these games for chat. They use them as a chat room.
Well, yeah, but then...
And that's all right, half of EverQuest is just people having fun bullshit.
Yeah, like
now all of a sudden you're saying, I can't bullshit with half the game.
No.
Yes, you can't.
Holy shit, can I talk?
Go ahead.
Once again, it's like EverQuest. You can have multi-characters. You can say, all right, listen, hey, tomorrow I'm going to be playing my dwarf. Anybody want to do an alliance thing?
That's fine, I understand that, but I'm saying, but right now, you are great. Okay, at when we're playing EverQuest and you want to tell me about some great occurrence that's happened in real life, you send me a tell.
Yeah.
You can't in WoW.
And you can't
do it.
That's again,
you don't even know if I'm
again,
on the game.
Again.
You can't even do a who to see if I'm even playing.
But again,
yeah, that's true.
Again, it's beta. They haven't worked in the languages yet. You don't know. In other words, if he's playing undead and you're playing, you know,
right.
a human, you might have to do some work to talk to him.
Well, all I'm saying is that out of character, completely away from mm-hmm. the game,
right.
they need to have the ability for players to chat. If they don't,
mm-hmm.
they will not get a large sum of players because people use the game
as
to
a free
just
email.
Chat.
Well, right. yeah, that doesn't
free email,
process.
Free chatting,
and talk
type
to the
system.
1,500 other Alliance people.
It won't
yeah.
matter.
But
yeah.
you're not one
it
of them, and
matter.
You're specifically the person I want to talk to.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
it's
I'm playing
but,
Alliance
I understand what
now.
You're saying, but you know what? I don't like to play evil
phone.
Characters.
There's such things
well,
as
I'm
phones.
Well, I'm playing an Alliance character now.
There's such
again.
Thing as what?
There's such things as phones.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
No,
you.
No, no, no. Because
you send me emails about, like, friends
rather,
having babies
rather,
and never...
I'd rather... I'd
don't
rather,
just call
I
me.
I would rather have a tell. But, again, okay.
Yeah, great, I'd rather
again,
have a tell,
too. You know, I'm going to keep an eye on this because I know, you know, everybody but Tom. I mean, I think even Tom's on the fence on it. You two are... Definitely opposed. Tom's on the fence, and I'm not seeing like the big deal about it. So, I mean, but
because you're a hardcore player,
I can't sit there.
No, I enjoy the fact that you know there's some kind, there's some semblance of there's actual attention between the undead and you know and the
but
other
you know
ones.
What?
You
when
know?
I accomplish
but let's see what they do.
The
I mean,
game?
I'm just saying, let's see what they you know
I'm
they
just
might
talking about.
You might be
yeah.
able to send tells. You know, you might
or
have
whatever it is,
right.
whatever they want to call it. But
like, if you know the character's name, you can
some
send a
kind
tell.
Of, right,
yeah.
some kind of private message
right.
to
right.
a friend.
You
that's
might
all I'm talking about.
You might
about.
Be able to email them, you know, or whatever, in game, or whatever, and
say,
hey,
great,
this is my character name.
You
want
to be able to send work themselves and say, hey, I finished something. Ding.
Right.
But because
right,
you're evil and I'm good, I can't tell you this.
Right,
I
have
to actually go find my goddamn
right,
phone to
right,
call you.
Right, or I have to log off, go on my evil character that I have just so I can chat with.
Then, Tom, then I have to pick up the phone and be like, Bob, be like, what the hell? I'm doing something. Oh, I dinged. I finished. Oh, great, great, great.
I got to give Snowdog credit where credit's due. She's been very damn lucky to either catch me before or after a raid to say, hey, ding 45 or ding 23 or whatever. Mad Kitty catches me always in combat.
Hey, how you?
And I can have four windows going, and you're right, and it's like all of a sudden it's just like, I'll just get that one little purple. Like, mm-hmm. What was that? I don't know, was it a spending
yeah,
like?
Yeah, but mine don't require an answer. Mine's usually, how you doing? I'm done. Or...
Well,
you know,
see,
I
still have
made
never,
my goal.
I still haven't mastered the well, not mastered. I just don't even bother with the multiple windows.
No shit, you don't answer tells either.
Well, that's the point, because if you send me a tell in the middle of combat, I don't. I've turned off all misses, but I leave all my hits on. So that just flies by on the screen.
I leave my misses off because I'm like, yo, how come I have not hit this fucker yet and I've been trying to kill him for 5 minutes?
Well, the only time when I'm trying to figure out when there's certain things I can do, like when I was trying to get my hand-to-hand up, I turned my misses on because it would say, you missed because he's invulnerable. Which you don't know that unless you have your misses turned on.
Right.
So other than that, I leave them off. But with just one window, and that shit's flying by the window... And in the middle of that, there's one little, hey, Bob, guess what? I ain't seeing it.
Well,
yeah, I need to open up another tell window or something on the side, but I haven't yet. And so that's why, if I ever miss a tell, you know, like, I always get his, and I know it's like the third tell he's sending me.
Van's about to cut us off because he
says,
wants to watch. Because
the thing that says, Bob, with a question mark.
Shut up.
Like,
Van's
Bob, are you there?
Disconnecting us.
I'm not disconnecting you yet.
We got 1 minute before his show starts. That's he's right. Having a hard
time. It's only two episodes left, and then we can go back
well,
to 8 o'clock.
That Soprano.
Do we like seven? Do we like seven?
I'd like to keep seven permanently.
Seven's
yeah,
fine.
Seven's fine.
Okay.
Because you never know something. During the wintertime, when it starts getting dark much earlier, and we're leaving here at 10 o'clock,
it's dark.
It's late.
It's
dark.
Cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, okay.
It's
seven it is.
Yeah.
Seven
is fine.
But, all right. So, we'll. You know what? I'm going to. I know I'm going to regret saying this, but. This was actually a very good show.
Well, depressingly, it went a full 2 hours.
Butt sex, cum shot. Okay.
No, stop. It went a full 2 hours without us deviating.
Yeah, right.
This is true.
But there was, you know, I think interesting
I
chat.
I masturbated a lot during the week, so I didn't
oh,
have
God.
A need for the sex talk.
Okay, when I
no,
advertise
he
this show,
what
send
he wants
me
to do, you
pictures.
Have to just cut out the last 2 minutes.
Send
we'll
me
have
pictures.
Some fun.
No, I'll leave it on there, and I'll just say it's actually pretty clean, unless if you're offended by language. By graphic language, stop listening about 2 minutes before.
Before the end of the show.
No, I think you said masturbation. I didn't say anything that was bad. We cursed and said fuck you during half the show.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's just normal
I've got
stuff.
Two fingers in paradise.
All right. Pick you up really? So I just started growing some cucumbers if you need something for to help you with masturbation.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
That big. A cucumber's going to hurt.
Okay. A little lube, you never know.
You know ain't number.
Ow.
Hey, if you can pop a baby
hey,
out of that, I know you've never have.
There ain't no baby popping out of that hole on this woman ever.
I know you never popped a baby, but it was designed to be able to pop a baby out.
I take a drug to keep it small.
Well, don't take the drug for a day or two, and then you can really have fun with the cucumber.
All right, who's the barking at?
That's the thing. Snowdog's designed for
the
sex.
The cucumber
talk
is getting the dog all hot.
What?
Snowdog is not designed for babies. She's designed for sex, and she's denying it.
Well,
hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't want to. I don't want to talk about that.
Hey, boot to the head.
Boot to the head.
Frankenboot.
Frankenbooty.
What the hell did you do?
We'll talk about this after the show.
We gotta hang up the phone now.
All right, we gotta hang up.
By the way, we never did the intro. By the way, you've been listening to 4 hopeless. MMORG players.
Live in basements.
We do not live in basements.
I live in a basement.
You know how much it pisses me off when somebody says, oh, you in your basement. I'm not in a basement.
I am, though.
I'm ground level.
Yeah, but, this is ground level. It's a basement. It's a high ranch.
But wait a minute. I actually live in a basement. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Mm. Right, Tom?
Yes, this is four people who love playing MMORPGs
and we bullshit about them. It used to be called EverQuest Radio. It used to be known as Counter-Strike Radio, and then it turned to EverQuest Radio.
Then
and now, because three of us play EverQuest, and one of us plays WoW, it's more turning into just online gaming.
Right, because we talked that you even, again, you know.
You start playing WoW. I start liking EverQuest twice as much now as I did
last
year.
What are you trying to say?
Now get that. Because basically all, you know, all you do, and, right. and you're doing it now too, so don't take this wrong.
Oh, what, with my cleric?
No. You find reasons to hate EverQuest.
And I find them to like it.
You find reasons to hate WoW. Everything he says about WoW, you wait till you hear something you don't like. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't. You're
Somebody's
looking for.
Somebody's got to stick up for EverQuest.
No, I'm saying, but you're looking for reasons to hate WoW. He looks for reasons to hate EverQuest.
What about you two?
Bob just says I ain't playing.
I just I like playing EverQuest,
I can,
and I probably
I can get
enjoy
him with
well.
The I can get him with the quest. I know I can get him with the quest and the tailoring. But I got him.
I can feel the hate swelling.
And all it took Tom was to see how easy it was to level up.
Your show is actually playing the theme right now.
What?
It's after nine.
Duh. Okay, guys.
Woke up this morning.
Sorry, it's
thank you, Virus, Gino, Ghidorah, and Meph for joining us in the chat room.
Yeah, and yeah, see guys, thank you, Gino, for that phone call. It was
not next week, the week after, where hopefully I'll be 30th level in World of Warcraft. Talk some more about some different zones.
Yeah, maybe I'll actually like you know killed a couple mobs and pop.
And then we'll join. We'll have a new online game. It's the World of Mario.
Mario Brothers Online. All right, guys. Take it easy and see you in 2 weeks.
Ciao. Pieces are falling. I can't seem to make them stay.